Guys, I would like you to look into my eyes.
Well, it's a podcast, so that's pretty difficult.
I'm doing it right now.
Now, just look down below my eyeball. Mm-hmm. You see how I used to have some bags underneath my eye?
I can see into the past.
The bag is gone.
They're gone.
Yes.
Wow.
I have lost the bags underneath my eyes, and I would like to give credit to Bear Canyon CrossFit, because ever since I started going to the Bear, no bags.
Nice.
No bags. And I think it's because I'm hydrating now.
Yep.
I'm working out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sleeping better because I'm tired.
Truth.
And I feel great. So if you're in that situation where maybe you're overweight, maybe you feel sluggish, maybe you got these horrible bags underneath your eyes, Bear Canyon CrossFit. I'm telling you. Changed my life, guys. Derek Minor changed the world. New Music Tuesday kicks off. Guys, we're trying things up a little bit different today.
Trying things up a little bit different.
Doing just the same thing with our language.
We're going to try things up just a little bit different today, okay? You can call me Trump if you'd like.
Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful assets, Dex.
New Music Tuesday is here. We don't even have a show open on Tuesdays anymore.
That's the worst. I don't like any of that.
That's not the way it's
supposed to be. That's not the way it goes.
That's not what
maybe
was
we,
supposed
maybe
to happen.
Maybe we don't do this in the sixth... To kick off the show, show open, I guess. But
you could just do a show open right now.
Yeah,
I could, but then it'd be really awkward and weird, and we'd sit here and
I don't know. I think we do a good job of that anyway.
Just saying.
You want me to do one? Because I didn't build one today, so it's an old one. Because we didn't record the show yesterday.
I know, and somebody commented on Facebook. When are you guys going to put up the podcast? We didn't get it yesterday because we did a system reboot thing over the weekend and some stuff messed up.
Mm-hmm,
so we're trying something today to try to record the podcast, and we're going to see if it works.
Yeah. So, well, you know, we'll figure it out. Next week we'll kick it off with a show opener. But basically what we're going to do with the New Music Tuesday tracks, you're going to hear a little you know what? Never mind. You guys don't understand the lingo.
They
I was
going
to go
lingo.
Into the whole imaging thing, but yeah, you'll hear it. And you guys know how it works. You go to our Facebook page. Tell us what you think of all the new music. You can also text the show at 585-LIVE.
So you're going to – that was one of the New Music Tuesday tracks. You might not have realized it because we're still figuring stuff out. So we'll play that again in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yep.
Beautiful.
If you missed it.
Beautiful. Good morning, Starmie. Welcome to the show.
Beautiful day.
Why isn't this working?
There it is.
Why is that working? Not this one. Guys, big debate happened last night.
Huge.
So we're going to discuss it. We want to hear what you think about the debate. What are your thoughts on last night's big debate?
Did you even watch?
I did.
Not you, just... You, Starmie.
I did. Did anybody watch Monday Night Football?
No. I did watch the 8-minute clip that they put together. If you go to NFL.com,
yeah,
they have a little 8-minute clip. You can watch the whole game. It's like the whole highlights in 8 minutes.
Doo.
That's how you do it.
Now you never have to watch a football again.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for Stefan.
Did they lose? The Saints are terrible this year, aren't they?
Are 0-3.
Are they like the Bucks this year?
They are. They have not won a game.
It was a good game, though.
Was it?
Yeah, it went back and forth.
For a little bit.
What was the final score? It was 40-something to 30?
No.
Something like that.
I thought it was like 31-17.
You better look up that score again, I think.
Really?
Man, you know what? It was early when I watched it, so...
You're like, it was back and forth. It was like 7-0, then it was 7-7. Then it was 31-17.
You know what? We're going to play the 8-minute clip right now.
Let's play it.
We're going to play it. We're going to get the whole game.
45-32.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And the Falcons won?
Falcons won in New Orleans.
Dang, dude.
Yeesh. Marlins won last night, which made me very happy.
Who are they?
The Miami Marlins, because, you know, Jose Fernandez passed away, the pitcher, over the weekend. Sad weekend, man.
Yeah.
Did you guys see all that? Young kid, man. He was going to be, man, we're talking Cy Young possible winning pitcher.
Man.
He was phenomenal. Rookie of the year a few years back. D. Gordon, who was an isotope, he is a Miami Marlin, and that was like his best friend. They all wore Fernandez jerseys last night in number 16, and Miami announced that they will be retiring that number. No one will ever wear that number again. And in the first inning, D. Gordon's first at bat comes up and just crushes a home run and then just cries all the way around the bases. A dude cries all the way around the bases and then just starts breaking down and sobbing as he's walking back to the dugout.
Oh, man.
And like all of the Marlins are coming out and standing ovation and the game stops and everybody's just crying and like hugging him, dude. And it was, I dare you to watch that clip today and not cry, because it was just like, it was so sad.
Gosh.
But yeah.
Sports.
Sports.
Sport. Sports, man.
We got a big show today. Coming up at about 7:20. Somebody
say, yes! I thought that was tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, I thought that was Wednesday.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Why did we get a confirmation and everything today? It's usually we get that on the day of. You playing with my heart?
Wednesday, September 28th at 7:20.
Okay, everyone, calm down.
They always send it on the day of.
It's tomorrow.
And it just happens to be
tomorrow. But, dude, please play that music again.
Gonna wait.
Remy Zero, man.
Gonna wait. Okay.
Somebody save me.
You're killing my voice. Can't do
Michael
it.
Rosenbaum. He played Lex Luthor on Smallville. Yep, tomorrow.
That's legit.
And did you guys, I haven't seen this new show that he's on, but season two is about ready to kick off.
Why have we not watched Impastor?
Impastor.
Looks hilarious.
Yeah, he's an imposter, but an impastor.
So what's going to be interesting is his character's name is Buddy, a gambling, pot-smoking slacker on the run from a loan shark who steals a man's identity and ends up posing as this dude in a small, tight-knit town. Turns out the dude's identity he stole was a gay pastor.
Good job, bro.
Yeah.
He walked into that one.
Yeah, in the trailer, he's sitting there meeting everybody at church, and they introduce him as, you know, what is it, the first gay pastor? And the look on his face was great.
He's like,
yeah.
So here's, before this, he played Dutch in a show called Breaking In with Christian Slater on Fox, and it was so short-lived and got canceled, and it was one of the funniest shows I have ever watched.
I never saw that.
Oh, Breaking In, guys. It was so good, and he was the best part about that show. Well, Christian Slater was really good, too. Yeah, I loved it. So, and of course, he's also known as The Flash in DC's animated universe.
Really?
Yeah, he voices The Flash quite a bit.
Yeah, he's a voice actor.
Yeah.
He could do some... Listen to this.
Keanu Reeves.
Yes!
I was fortunate enough to work with Keanu in a movie called Sweet November. And I remember he walked into the room, and it was with Charlize Theron, and I was playing a transvestite, and I was holding her because she was sick. And he looks and goes, Sarah, I know doctors. Cut! Let me do that again. And then the director came up and goes, Keanu, is everything all right? Yeah, let me just do it again. Action. Sarah, I know doctors. Yeah.
I didn't know he was in Sweet November.
I didn't either. Yeah. Didn't either. That was a terrible Keanu impression. Terrible.
Are you kidding? That sounded just like...
No, it did not!
Yes, it did. It
sounded like he had a cold. Keanu with a cold.
Yeah. So we'll talk to him tomorrow.
Gosh,
is the other interview, Michael Sweet, is he calling in today?
Yeah, New Music Tuesday, bro.
Okay, good. His name is Michael Sweet, and he is the lead singer of Striper. Gosh.
Don't stop playing that music! Huh? Oh, don't stop playing it!
I got montages for days.
Montages!
Montages.
I was 8 years old. This record released and changed my little child life.
Did you get hit in the head with the Bible?
What?
Buck did. Buck went to, Buck's going to be so jealous. He loves Striper. And he saw them, I think, at the Sunshine.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't the Sunshine.
Thousands of years ago.
He went when he was younger, and they were chucking Bibles. And he said he'll never forget it. It was one of the greatest experiences of his life.
Really?
Yeah. He, to this day, says Striper is one of the best shows.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to be pretty jealous.
I never got to see Striper.
I've never seen him yet.
And I was so, like, when I was a little kid, I was so bummed. I'm in Royal Rangers.
Yep.
I built a guitar and spray painted it yellow and black.
That's awesome.
That was my woodworking.
Black and
yellow. I'll never forget.
So Michael Sweet, he's got a little solo album.
Yeah.
And so he's going to call in to talk to us about that.
He's talking to us about a solo project?
No. This song right here. His new solo album is called One Sided War.
Yeah, released last month. That's crazy.
Debuted at number one on the Hard Rock Chart. I'm gonna find me a big joke
and drink a beer from a Bible. Did he just say?
Drink a beer from a Bible?
That's what it sounded like.
Drink a beer from a Bible. You find it in Leviticus.
What happened?
Michael Sweet, lead singer of Striper. Was he in Boston?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he fronted Boston.
Wearing my Boston t-shirt.
You are wearing your Boston t-shirt. He fronted Boston for a while, yeah.
For how long?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
That was hilarious. You really are wearing a Boston shirt right now.
How'd you do that, you magician?
I guess I just knew it.
What kind of sorcery is this?
He sang from 2007 to 2011, fronting the band Boston.
So is he the original singer of Striper?
Oh, yeah.
Is he?
He founded Striper, man.
Wow.
Yeah, the Sweet Brothers, bruh.
Yeah, I never got... I was always a Petra guy.
Get out of my life.
I was never.
I couldn't name one Petra song.
Really?
Yeah.
The Rock?
No. Well, Petra means rock. Or was that a song?
I am on the rock of salvation.
I have no idea
nice.
What...
Look at that guy.
Look at this soldiers guy. Under command. Oh. To hell with the devil and God we trust. I had all those records.
See, man, that was my Royal Ranger days. Okay. I was singing Petra.
See, I was singing Striper. My Royal Ranger crew could kick your Royal Ranger crew's
no
butt.
Way, were you in Royal Rangers, Tim?
Yeah, I was, but I think we were listening to country music and oldies at that point.
I'm so glad that I finally have friends that were in Royal Rangers, because whenever I bring it up to anybody else, they look at me like... I'm just an alien.
Yeah. What? Royal, you know what though? We Royal called Rangers? It wasn't Royal Rangers, it was Royal Ambassadors in Ooh. My church.
Okay. Really? Was mm-hmm. it the same thing?
You had Royals, it was RAs and GAs. Royal Ambassadors and Girls in Action. Those were the two kid groups. Hmm. But it's the same thing as Royal Rangers.
I don't know.
That's how I live my life in high school youth group. Girls in Action. Yeah.
Okay. How many pens you get?
I had a bunch of pens. I don't know if we gave out pins.
See, you're not Royal Ranger.
Stop it.
How many knots do you know?
How many knots?
Dude, I can do about 17 knots.
He's really good.
My dad
man.
Is a knotsman.
His dad, actually, that's for real.
Wow.
You want to tie a Windsor
tie? I really
can't. But he can't tie his own tie.
Yeah, I really can't. I don't know knots. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I don't either, really.
But my dad actually can. He yep. knows knots out the frame.
Wow.
But he was a Boy
knots
Scout.
Knots landing.
He was for real. Like, my dad knows.
Don knots.
He did Boy Scouts. He was a lifeguard, and then he worked at a camp in North Carolina for a few summers. He was like summer camp counselor yeah. guy. He knows everything. He used to hang glide. He's got a giant scar on his arm from where he
really?
Used to hang glide and stuff all the
wow.
time.
Oh, man. He was guest vocals on Free at Last, DZ Talk, 1992.
My dad sure was.
Yeah.
Yes,
was. Murray. Murray Lott. Look it up. Wikipedia. Yeah, Michael Sweet was on Free at Last.
So we'll talk to Michael Sweet at 8:40?
Yeah.
It says 8:50.
It's 8:40.
Okay.
Disregard.
All right.
I wish you would listen to me. When
I
we're
did. I heard
out,
you, but then I got the email
together.
and it says 8:50.
And I said, "Hey, disregard that second email. It's 8:40."
God, those guys over there, they need to get their stuff together.
Guys, we're interviewing the lead singer of Striper today.
Sure.
And do we have all the details on that show?
So many details.
No.
No? Because I know they announced that
show. So we're talking
about... Yeah, I know.
We're talking about his solo record. We're not talking about the Striper 30th anniversary tour.
Oh, you know we're going to talk about that. We can talk about a little bit.
I'm just a little, like, taken aback because you'd think we'd be talking about the Striper 30th anniversary tour.
Yeah, it's interesting, huh? You would think that. Jason!
What's funny is we'll interview Michael this morning, and then we'll book another interview with him in like a week.
It's cool, man. We'll be bros.
Hey, you're back. What's up?
Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah. Striper, if you're a big fan, you have some questions, feel free to text them in. 585-LIVE.
Stoked.
All right. Let's kick off the show.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
Shout out to all the teachers out there.
Love y'all teachers.
Man, some good teachers. You guys sacrifice a lot for us. A 4-year-old girl in Madison, Wisconsin named Lila. She was diagnosed with a disorder about a year ago, and her kidneys started failing. So she's been on dialysis and went on the transplant list.
Yeah.
No one in her family was a match, but she needed a new kidney or she'd die. So things aren't looking very good. Well, about 2 weeks ago, her mom got called into Lila's preschool. They claimed it was to meet a new teacher. But when she got there...
John Cena! Ba-ba-da-ba! Ba-ba-da-ba!
No, that's not it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Okay, sorry.
When she got there, Michael Sweet was there.
Nice!
Just kidding.
Just joking.
When she got to the classroom, two of Lila's teachers sat her down, gave her a box with a note inside. It turned out one of them was a match, and the note said she wanted to donate one of her kidneys. Her name is Beth. They also recorded the whole thing with a hidden camera and posted it online. And mom's emotional. She's crying. Apparently, they have a few more things to take care of before the transplant can happen, but they're hoping to do it early next year. That's incredible. See? A teacher.
Yeah.
Giving up one of her kidneys.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm not glad that she had to give her kidney up, but teachers do. They are the nicest. They just do so much, so underappreciated.
Yeah.
Here's yet another story of a teacher giving like everything for a student.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? We say, hey, that's cool, teacher. Too bad you're poor.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
It's true.
A lot of teachers spend their own money on classroom stuff.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's what my mom always did.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great teachers here in Albuquerque. We love you guys.
Beautiful teachers.
Thank
Beautiful.
You for taking care of our kids. My daughter, she got in trouble at school.
Mm-hmm. She, as she is wont to do.
Should I put her on blast?
Oh, put her my on gosh. Blast. Why are you Throw putting her on blast?
Is that okay to put my daughter on blast?
Get it out.
I mean, I feel like you're going to anyways.
Because the thing with my daughter, Jaden, is she is perfect.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
She is my sweet little princess mermaid. She's really good in school. I mean, straight A's. And she hardly ever misses a day of school.
Uh-oh.
Well, guess what happened to Miss Jaden?
She missed a day of school.
No.
She got a B.
She got in school suspension.
For what?
What? Did she have her cell phone?
I couldn't believe it. I was almost, when I heard about it, wait a second. Jaden, you got in school suspension? Apparently, her and her friend decided they had to go to the bathroom. And so they left class a minute before the bell. And they got busted.
Oh, snap.
In school suspension. Seems a little hard. I mean,
Are you getting the whole story?
Well, Leslie went and met with the vice principal yesterday.
Is Leslie telling you the whole story?
You know what?
Oh, snap.
I don't know.
Family drama this week on This Is Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jaden gets ISS.
What's funny about it is Leslie goes, man, you'd think you would have done something a little
bit crazier. You know, I mean, your first in-school suspension, and it's because you left class a minute early before the bell?
That is kind of lame. They only handed out ISS and then, of course, like OSS or actual suspension for real stuff when I was younger.
Yeah, right?
You had to like get in like a fight or something like that.
Yeah, that would be detention.
And ISS was in school, if you were like talking back to your teacher or something like that, or if you were skipping class. Now, I could see you getting ISS if she had left class like 5 minutes in and never come back.
Yeah.
You know, until like right before the bell or something like that. Then I think it would have been like, oh, no, you were skipping.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 minute early, who cares?
I don't even know if they have detention anymore.
What is detention? What is this world? What is life?
Mm-hmm.
What
After
is
school
freedom?
Detention was the worst.
Yeah, I never got in trouble, so I don't know about any of that.
I used to have to eat in the classroom during lunchtime.
You had to eat? Dex.
Got in a food fight one time.
Oh, no. Just trying to recreate that moment from that movie you saw.
Yep. Anyways, shout out to the teachers once again. Thank you for all your hard work.
Bless y'all now. Bless y'all.
All right, what else we got on the show today?
Cool stuff.
Whiskey Tango England.
What?
Apparently cops and zombies don't mix.
No. Not even a little. That's my new laugh, guys.
Do it again.
That was pretty good.
I can only do it once. It scratches my... Yeah, I'm working on my my laugh track.
That's good.
Yeah.
Snapchat unveiled some new sunglasses.
Nice.
What?
Yeah, it's their first hardware.
Wait, real life?
Yep.
What?
They have a hardware device.
Yep. Pretty affordable as well. We'll talk about it coming up in the news.
Beautifully affordable.
Also, cutting in line pays. Apparently. This woman, she got a grip of cash for something. So we'll talk about that.
Okay.
And, of course, the presidential debate. We want to know your thoughts.
Give us your thoughts, Bill Peterson.
Trump, Hillary facing off last night.
Man. Yeah.
When do we find out how many people tuned in? I'm sure that comes
They've already
today.
Put it. It's on. It was on Good Morning America.
Did we break 100 million?
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Over 100
it was...
million viewers.
Wow.
Yeah. It was huge.
Well, I mean, I watched. Taya watched. You watched.
I did. Mm-hmm.
We all watched last night.
It's funny. When I texted you guys, I was 20 minutes behind, and I didn't realize it.
That's so hilarious.
I was about ready to text you some things, but then I realized, oh, wait. That already happened for those.
Yeah.
Guys. That would have been very embarrassing.
Well, now I feel bad because I was texting you things. Was I spoiling it?
A little bit.
You can't spoil a debate. It's not a movie, guys.
You did.
Spoiler alert, bro. Just wait till they get to the NAFTA question, am I right?
Oh, you just wait till NAFTA, bro.
Yeah, I think that's... one of your texts, that's what made me realize. Like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I haven't heard this yet.
Okay. Somebody. I didn't just make that up. Somebody tweeted that. Like it was a graph on Good Morning America, and it was how many people watched.
Wow.
Here we go. Good Morning America. Historic debate numbers. Estimated 100 plus million did watch.
Gosh.
6.7 million tweets were sent. 18.7 million people engaged on Facebook.
There was one Facebook live feed. And they were playing circus music in the background, and they were doing like close-up shots of Trump and Hillary. It was hilarious. I almost stopped what I was watching on TV and just went to that feed. It was the coolest way to watch a debate. Seriously, it was like watching a circus.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Headlines on the way. We'll check the roads out there. It is the 271st day of the year, guys. 1916, the first Native American Day was celebrated to honor American Indians.
Mm.
And then 25 years ago, in 1991, Garth Brooks hit number one. Here he is.
No rodeo, it's blood, dust, and
That sounds terrible. Why does this sound so bad? It
sounds beautiful.
Well, the next go round.
Is this Red's video?
And Chaz, this cowboy has his spurs and let it go.
What are we listening to?
Some guy on YouTube. I don't know. Some guy on YouTube. Yeah. I was reading the comments. That poor guy was just getting tore up.
Oh, yeah.
But it was surprising. A lot of people thought it was actually Garth Brooks.
It's a dusty mud. Bam! Bow!
He kind of sounds like him.
Yeah, a little. Yeah. Yeah, that song hit number one, 1991 on this day.
Wow.
How old is Gwyneth Paltrow today?
Ooh. 42.
44.
44.
Oh,
nice.
I was going to say 42, actually.
How old is Meatloaf today?
63.
65.
69. Oh.
And Avril Lavigne, how old?
Oh. 29.
26.
32.
Nice. She's up there.
New Music Tuesday continues when we come back. Make sure you guys text in 585-LIVE when you hear the new music track. Also, Facebook.com/Star88FM. Tell us what you think about all the new music this morning. We'll be back. Joel Vaughn, as you are, New Music Tuesday on Star 88. Go vote right now. Tell us what you think about it at Star88FM. Or you can text it in at 585-LIVE. What do you guys think of it? Not my cup of tea.
Yeah?
Not so much mine either.
My opinion.
Dex, you have an opinion?
My opinion.
Incredible. So you might be wondering out there, you're like, wait a second, this is different. Yeah, we're changing New Music Tuesday up a little bit.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot.
Still there. You can still get your vote on Facebook.com/Star88FM. While you're there, make sure you get a question for Michael Sweet from Striper.
That's right.
Going to be talking to him at 8:40. Yeah, man.
We're changing it up a little bit because, we want to have more of us, more of the show.
More time to talk. Right. More talky time.
So, yeah, we'll just see how it goes. I don't know. Yeah. We'll mess with it. We're experimenting right now.
Yeah, guys, come on. It's like in college.
Are people texting in or Facebooking right now? Because
I think everybody's still trying to get a hold of what's going on next.
Yeah, pretty much. One person said, it's music. That's what one person
that's
said.
That's good. I love it. It is 6:42.
Hi today. 78 degrees.
Nice.
Let's check the roads out there. Everything's fine.
Yeah, nothing to report right now. It's going real good. Everybody's doing good.
Good. Coming up, Michael Sweet, 8:40, singer, guitarist, songwriter, producer from Striper. We'll also discuss the presidential debate around 7:40 this morning. We're going to give you guys a chance to weigh in because we can't really weigh in on this. So we want to hear your thoughts on the debate. Gosh, I love those guys. They're so good. They're so good.
I mean, they're no Striper. But, which, by the way, shout out to Linnea, who already got in a question for Michael Sweet. A good one, too.
So nice.
Good. Yeah. Yep. Pretty much. Straight to it, man.
Straight to it.
You do not pass go. You do not collect $200. Go to hell, devil.
Okay. When's he calling?
8:40.
8:40.
I remember when I was little kid and that record came out and it was like, oh! I was like, well, but that's right, actually.
Well, yeah.
Theologically, I can tell the devil to go to hell. Because that's where he lives. That's what I was told in Sunday school.
Well, that's not where
little
he lives.
Little felt Jesus told me.
He's actually never been to hell yet. Okay? That's what I was taught.
Oh, my God.
That studio at star88.fm.
Who knows, guys? There was a suspicious package in downtown Albuquerque, and it was deemed safe. Officers said a suspicious package they were investigating did not pose a threat. It had been left near the Hyatt Hotel in downtown Albuquerque. The roadway in front and to the side of the hotel was expected to reopen Saturday night. Wasn't this yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Police said the closure was a precautionary measure.
This has been happening a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Santa Fe, they had something over the weekend. They had another one over the weekend downtown. We've had a bunch downtown in the past few months.
Do you think people are doing it intentionally or is it accidental?
The airport.
Yeah, I remember the airport. Yeah, because we had a friend's parents get stuck there. Good grief. A man cut in line. Excuse me. He got cut in line. And then he won the lottery.
Wait, what?
Yes. A guy in Tauranga, New Zealand, was in line at a convenience store last week to buy a lottery ticket. When another person cut in line. Oh. And bought their lottery ticket first. I can imagine if you were in line at the lottery and somebody cut you, you'd probably be a little upset.
Yeah.
Because what if you just lost your chance at the millions? Well, the guy wasn't in a hurry, so he didn't complain. He was like, well,
all right.
Then he bought his ticket, and he won the jackpot of $750,000.
Yeah!
See there?
He says, I guess good karma pays off.
Well, that's not true.
If that hadn't happened, they might have the winning ticket, not me. Sometimes when you get cut, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O, have you ever been cut in line?
Yeah. Full on.
Did you win some money?
I wish. All I did was lose 12 seconds of my life.
That stinks. This guy won monies.
Yeah.
Big time monies.
It's pretty huge.
Patience, man.
Pretty huge.
We all need a little more patience.
Yeah. I try to be that person. Try and be kind. We went to the Blink show, and you know, people are everybody's trying to leave, and you're like, hey, you go ahead, I'll let you in this line. Okay. But then all of a sudden it's, no, I said one. There's got to be a rule. There's got to be a rule, man.
Everybody, you're like, you want to,
you want to be kind, but then all of a sudden they take advantage of the kindness. Everybody starts cutting in front of you, like, no. That's, and then you're like riding the bumper of the other car. You're like, yep. I already let my one in. I let my one
my
in.
My one is done.
You think I'm joking?
Yeah. And don't you feel like such a good person when you let someone
in?
Yeah,
of course.
You just feel like you give them so good.
You go ahead, the little nod, and then the next car goes, whoa. And you're like, whoa, bro. Yeah, I didn't give you the wave. I gave the person in front of you the wave.
That's
you
right.
Always have to give the wave.
There should be proper etiquette. That should be part of, like, a class or something.
Leslie gets mad at me because I don't give the wave. Like, if someone lets me in, she's like, you always have to wave. And
yeah.
I don't wave.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You have to wave.
Come on.
If somebody lets me in, you always do the, hey, I even say it out. I'm, like, audible. Thank you.
I like to.
As if they can hear me.
Yeah. I like to put the car in park and get out and go knock on the window and say, thanks, man. Get back in the car.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen for me a lot, though. Snapchat has unveiled $129 sunglasses that can record video in 10-second snippets. Why?
Well, I was reading a guy, he wrote a little article about it, his experience.
Yeah.
And it actually seemed pretty cool because he said when he went back to look at the footage,
mm-hmm.
he said it was like, going back to that moment. I mean,
that's
it
cool.
was going back
okay,
in time.
Okay, because it's like...
Yeah, you get everything.
It's like memories. But they're only 10-second snippets.
Yeah.
Snapchat's new glasses are equipped with a video camera and, as you might expect, pretty straightforward to use. Users simply tap a button on the frame and the glasses will record successive clips of 10-second video, all from a first-person perspective.
But even 10 seconds, you know, just boom, 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 boom. I bet that makes a really cool...
It could,
movie,
yeah. That's cool. What's not cool is they're $130.
See, I thought that was pretty cheap.
What? For a...
Yeah.
Yeah, they could make that cheaper. Interestingly enough, there's going to be an assortment of three colors. The video footage spectacles record. It will not be framed in a traditional orientation. On the contrary, spectacles will make use of a 115-degree angle lens, and all recorded video footage will be circular. The idea is that recorded video will more closely approximate the human eye's range of vision.
That's pretty cool. Just think, everything you're doing is...
It's going to look like those clips from RoboCop.
Yeah. Oh.
You remember when he would go access his memories and it's like... Mm-hmm. How you doing? And then they'd be like, oh, we're so happy. And you just get real sad.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, I bet. What was his name? Richard something?
What was his name?
Come on, Steve-O. You dig into that.
Are we going original RoboCop or
Alex,
remake?
Was it Alex?
And then his partner was... No, it was Murphy. It was
Utah. Yeah.
No, Johnny Utah's
Point
Break.
Wasn't it Alex Murphy?
Alex Murphy.
Because they would go, Alex. Oh, man.
I always just remember the partner, Murph.
Yeah, Alex Murphy.
Murph.
Oh, man. That's exactly what it's going to be like.
I think RoboCop, the original movie, was the first time I ever saw drugs in a movie, and it freaked me out.
Man, and that was the movie with the drugs.
Yeah, that...
It's like RoboCop and Scarface.
All I knew is I shouldn't be watching this.
Yeah.
What's that? What is that white powder?
What is that? What is that? What's he doing?
Oh!
Get it out.
Power yawn. You're 14% less likely to break up if you have a date night once a month. This seems like a very reasonable way to make your relationship better. And a great reason to go out on a Tuesday night. A new study found that couples who have a date night away from the kids just once a month are 14% less likely to break up. Unfortunately, the majority of couples just not hitting that mark. Only 41% manage to find time to go out alone that often. 36% never have a night away together. Never.
Never. Mm.
Could be a sad thing. Last week, we talked about the best TV shows of all time. Coming in at number one was The Sopranos. And then you have, like, Seinfeld was in there, Mad Men was in there, Friends was somewhere. Breaking Bad was number three. So today, we have a list of the worst TV shows of all time. Number 10. Joni Loves Chachi.
What? Yeah, but that was, wasn't that on the air forever
the
and
worst.
Successful?
It was from 1982 to 1983.
So okay.
Number 9. For the Love of Ray J.
Never saw it.
Who is Ray J?
I don't know.
What is that? Number 8. The Ghost Whisperer. That's your girl.
You take that. Back.
I used to watch that with
She's
my
in
wife.
One of the worst shows. Back. One of the worst shows. Number 8.
She is a
show.
Saint.
It was a pretty bad show.
Number 7. The Hard Times of R.J. Berger. 2010 to 2011.
I don't even know.
I don't either. Number 6. Osbourne's Reloaded. The sequel series.
Gross. Back,
ready for
I
more.
I love the Osbournes. I thought it was great.
But did you ever watch Osbourne's Reloaded?
I did. I don't really remember the Reloaded part.
1600 Pin, 2012 to 2013. Number 4, Viva Laughlin.
What?
Number 3, Northern Exposure.
On. That's one of the best shows of all time.
1990 to 1995. I remember that show. I remember the moose. Didn't a moose walk across the street? Number 2, The Ropers, 1979 to 1980. And number 1, the worst show of all time. It's still airing. Duck Dynasty.
Oh. Really?
Yep.
Half of our audience just got angry because they love that show.
Man, that's my favorite show. It's just about some good old boys at Strugget Ridge building a duck call.
First few seasons I loved. After that,
yeah.
It's just too scripted for me. My kids love it.
That show is very scripted.
You can tell. Like, you can absolutely, like, there's none of those situations are real.
Listen, they're real life situations, but they just act them out.
Eh.
Rah.
Eh. You can just tell.
Rah.
But like most, quote, reality TV.
It doesn't bother me.
It just,
that much.
Eh.
I think they did a good job with that show.
Yeah.
Does it bother you?
Sure. Somebody just chimed in and said, The New MacGyver?
Yes.
No, worst shows of all.
That's my jam.
You like that show.
They're going to cancel it. Oh, they're going to cancel it.
How bad is it? On a scale of 1 to bad.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, of course you did. Everybody else said it was terrible. It's going to get canceled, my friend. You know what's not going to get canceled?
Well,
Lethal Weapon.
Now,
that was good, too.
That got like high praise and ridiculous ratings.
We'll see.
Lethal Weapon.
The first episode did well. We'll see what happens.
Well, if the first episode's good, I usually...
Not always
really?
The case.
Yeah. See, usually if it's the
episode... Not always
the case. I never like the first episode, usually, of a show.
But see, it's a different... The comedies are the ones that usually have the bad first episodes. Mm. Comedies are the ones you have to stick with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's these... I mean, look at what was the Katherine Heigl series that came out last year? And everybody, the first episode came out and it had these huge ratings and everybody's like, oh, she's back on top. And then nobody watched the rest of it and they canceled it.
Yeah.
Season one. So that's why you got to, we'll see what's going to happen.
We'll see what happens.
I mean, Hawaii 5-0, they did a remake of Hawaii 5-0. Is that still on the air?
Yeah, it is.
It is?
Mm-hmm. The new season just started.
It was a big time thing and then it kind of
as big time. They're like in their fifth or sixth
season.
That's
good. That's good. Yeah, I didn't know it was still on
there. That's because it's like CBS and it's network television.
What was the show? Was it, it wasn't The Dome.
I watched
it. It was a Flash something. But it wasn't not The Flash, but Flash Break or something like that. Flashpoint.
Flashpoint.
Or something like
that.
Yeah,
that's on Netflix.
Flash Forward.
It came out and it had huge ratings.
Oh, man.
And it was awesome. And yes. Then people just quit watching it.
Yes.
I never watched
it. And that was a great show.
Dude, and what was the other show with the dad who was Lucius Malfoy? And he was two different lives. Like, there was a car accident and then he would fall asleep and like immediately wake up and it was like his son was alive in one reality and his wife was. That was an excellent show.
And then it disappeared.
And it just got canceled.
Kings. An incredible show. Incredible show. One season gone. So we'll see with Lethal Weapon.
That's true.
It's New Music Tuesday.
I'm not laughing at that. That's good. I'm laughing at the live line.
Feel free to shoot us a text message, 585-5483.
Yeah.
Top of the hour, New Music Tuesday.
Yeah. People are excited. Somebody just chimed in and said, there's a saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yet you just broke New Music Tuesday. Thanks, Starpy.
We're trying it out. So, yeah, top of the hour, we'll have a brand new track for you guys to check out. You text in 585 Live or Star 88FM on Facebook and tell us what you think. We'll be back. Don't go to bed. The new Respects, Trouble.
Mm.
Man!
Good song.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Great band.
That was great.
Mm-hmm. Winner.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
585 Live, text in, let us know what you think, or Star 88FM on Facebook.
Hey, look at this, guys. We introed the song, and we already got people blowing up the live line.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Loving this song. Is this by the band that has a song that sounded like a theme song for an anime? If it is, this is much better. I don't think so. I think that was the Jeff the Girl band. Right? Was that the one people were thinking was like anime pop?
This was the one that was like, let's have a party up in here.
It was the Sunday Night Football theme song.
Yeah. Bill Peterson says, didgeridoo? Thebe says, I will be purchasing this album.
Yeah, dude. Somebody chimed in and said, me likey. This track has good bass lines. New York City just chimed in and said, definitely digging the new Respect song, Keep. Hey, New York, we're going to be all in your area next week. I'm just saying. Shout out.
That could be some crazy person.
Hey, crazy person.
Starmy's not crazy.
Listen,
come on, man.
Right, Starmy's cool. We're going to be in New York next
week. Are you reading a different Starmy than I read every day?
I'm just saying. New York.
The one I read is crazy.
Joelle says no, but she also said she wasn't a fan of the first song, and she doesn't like good music anyway, so.
That's true. Cool. She only likes Al
Thanks, Joelle.
Passionate fan of Al City.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Coming up at 9, Quality Tam Tuesday.
Oh, man.
It is 7:17.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. 78. 78 degrees, my friend. My friend.
Roads are crazy out there,
Tam. Let's hammer down. Traffic. There is an accident. Paseo del Norte East at 4th Street. It's backed up to Coors. Probably going to keep extending that back up. It's at the 2nd Street exit. Cars are off to the left and the right. Slow traffic. Expect delays up to 5 minutes or more. So if you're using Paseo, maybe rethink it. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up at 8:40 this morning from Striper.
Yes, dude.
His name is Michael Sweet. He's the guitar, songwriter, and producer for the iconic rock band Striper.
Guys, you don't understand. Oh,
man. What
are
you going to ask him about?
I don't even know, because I didn't really follow their career. After In God We Trust, that was the last record I got. In God We Trust, His Son We Matter. Oh, man. Okay. Loves me. Some Striper. Loves Striper.
Mm-hmm.
30 yeah. years ago, To Hell with the years. Devil came out, guys. 30.
They sold over 10 million albums worldwide.
30 years ago.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to Mr. Michael Sweet around 8:40.
Will he be sweet? Mm-hmm. We'll find out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tomorrow we have another Michael Rosenbaum.
Oh man,
from Smallville.
Oh man,
Lex Luthor from Smallville, and he's in the show called Impastor. It's going into its second season.
I cannot wait to talk to him.
Are you guys gonna ask him if he was disappointed he didn't get the? Or we gotta ask him what he thought about Jesse Eisenberg's portrayal. Yeah,
absolutely,
of Luthor.
Yeah. I want to ask him about that.
Yeah.
We got to talk Supergirl, you know, because they're
Super
like,
hey.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk a lot of things.
Lots of cool
Lots
stuff.
Of things. Oh,
Supergirl,
man.
Supergirl, was it Lord Maxwell? Is that who it were? Maxwell?
Maxwell Lord.
Maxwell Lord.
Yeah.
He's kind of the.
Yeah, he is.
Lex Luthor.
Dude, are you kidding me? And he's from a really good movie called Can't Hardly Wait.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Mike.
Yep.
Right. Oh, yeah.
In real life, he was married to Jenny Garth from 90210.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
But tomorrow, Michael Rosenbaum will be on the show.
Yeah.
Around 7:20.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, bro. Okay, remember Gangnam Style? I mean, who
Gangnam Style?
That was one of the biggest songs in history. Right? Yeah. Am I right? It broke YouTube.
Yeah.
It broke YouTube.
Yeah. Really I wouldn't did. Say it's like the biggest song in history.
No,
but
it is.
He had the record for the most views on YouTube for a long time.
Gosh, yeah. It's so crazy.
Well, this could be the new Gangnam Style. This could be the song that breaks the internet.
I don't want to do this.
Are you ready for it?
No.
This is what it's called. It's called Pen Pineapple Apple Pen.
Do it.
Here it is.
Poopy Epi.
Did he just say Poopy Epi?
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple.
Oh.
Pineapple pen. Apple pen. Pineapple pen. Pineapple apple pen.
What is that?
This is legit,
yeah.
Pen pineapple apple pen.
Yeah.
Video games.
He's a comedian in Japan.
Pen pineapple apple pen.
And he just made it to be comical or to make a gajillion dollars on YouTube.
Either one.
Probably both.
Wins.
Okay.
I have a pen.
Oh gosh.
I have an apple.
Legit.
Apple pen. I have a pen. I have pineapple. Pineapple pen.
You've apple already given him pen. Two views, man.
Pineapple pen.
You want to guess how many views they?
Oh man, I don't want to. I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. You try and do something cool on YouTube, and inevitably, pen pineapple apple pen guy gets what? 100 million.
Well, it. This video came out on August 25th, so just a couple days ago.
That was over a month ago.
And it has almost 5 million views. So that's pretty good.
No, that's terrible.
That's good.
In the world of YouTube, you're irrelevant after a month.
Yeah, well.
So, not to even break 5 million. Come on, in over a month. I mean, come on.
Maybe it really hasn't gone viral yet.
Chump, I mean, change.
Think
let
about
it. Go
it.
Viral.
We're
y'all.
Just talking about it.
Yeah, we're the ones. We're the playmakers.
We're gonna break
when it
this
comes
guy.
To viral stuff.
This guy is gonna go viral right
the
after
the show.
The
gatekeepers. That sounded like he said poopy uppie.
Poopy pee.
See, it sounded like, yeah, like Brody needed to use a
poopy
bathroom.
Poopy uppie.
Do you need to go potty?
Last night, my buddy Teddy came over.
Oh, man.
We were hanging out. We were watching the debate and stuff, and Teddy got up and went to the bathroom, and then Johnny walked over, and he looked at the door, and he pointed, and he said, TT.
Oh, T-T. Snap. He's that's ready. Right. He's
him.
Ready.
That's my favorite thing he's ever said. He said, go TT.
Nice. Yeah, he's doing
T-T.
It. He's doing it, man.
Mm-hmm. TT is the best way to call
next
it.
Thing you know, he'll be driving a car.
Oh, man. He already wow. He's got a car.
Really?
Yeah. His car has a Wi-Fi hotspot in it. Check his
I
Facebook.
Have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I have
why?
A pen.
Can you just stop? Okay,
oh,
thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry, guys. That's gosh. It. That is it. That's going to break the internet.
No! You know what just broke the internet? Another celebrity couple is getting a divorce.
No,
dang
stop
it
right now.
Whom
don't,
is
I don't
it,
even
Steve-o?
Want to know, Steve-o. Don't
you,
even tell me.
You don't. Dang it.
Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Naomi Watson, Liev Schreiber.
No! That's okay.
11 years, man.
11 yeah, years.
Sad. That stinks.
Oh, come on, man.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're not, Grandma. You're not sorry. That stinks.
They're dropping like flies, guys.
Yeah, dude. They have an 8-year-old and a 7-year-old.
That's too bad. Well, it is Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Don't say that.
Those marriages were never real to begin with. I mean, I almost
stopped talking.
I almost buy into that.
That it's all just publicity
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. Hollywood is all set up. I mean, before they get fake married,
fake
they
married.
Have it all planned
well,
out.
You
like,
know
we're
going to
be together
is,
for 4 years, and then this is what's going to break us up.
Well, I say this couple's getting divorced, but they're not getting divorced because they never got married. They were just together for 11 years.
Dang,
they
dog.
Never got that certificate because they said, we're very much together. We don't need a certificate.
Well, pineapple pin.
No. No, they're going, well, didn't get that certificate. There's no consolation prize.
That's very sad.
That is!
But, you know, was it scripted out already?
Shut your mouth. These are real human beings.
What do they have going on in their lives right now?
Let's see. He is on Ray Donovan.
Mm-hmm. Right? Is there a new season coming out? Because usually yeah. when something happens... like a divorce or something in the relationship, they script out something so that way they can promote
no,
whatever it
a
is.
A lot of times you'll see that these things coincide with like the release of a new movie
no.
or a new yeah. season. You no. will see that.
Yes.
And it is interesting. I'm not saying that that's totally true.
It's true.
Nope.
But it does happen a lot.
It's very true.
Did you freeze up the computer?
Probably. This computer is driving me crazy.
You drive me crazy.
Computer! Now I can't do anything. Okay. Now we just have to sit here in silence.
Not me.
No, we're gonna.
I'm leaving.
All right, fine. I don't even know if I can go to break here.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, buddy.
I gotta go find
hope you find your dad.
All right, let me log out here.
Oh, guys, sad day. I know it's always sad when you hear about anybody breaking up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The kids. I got kids, bro.
When Buck and I broke up, the world
okay, that was completely
broke.
Different, and yeah, it's going to be okay.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to move on. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Go ahead and announce that.
Just like to point out that this just hit 4 hours ago. Are you serious? This is real life. Sorry, guys. 4 hours ago, it was announced that UFC 205 in New York in November, that Eddie Alvarez will actually be defending his lightweight gold against featherweight champ Conor McGregor.
Oh, your boy.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
Your boy.
Oh, November 12th, Madison Square Garden, New York. Eddie Alvarez, Conor McGregor. That's real life. That's amazing. You know what's funny is Joe Rogan announced that like a month ago, and everybody was like, "Oh, that's it's not happening." Yep. And then Dana White's like, "Oh, obviously it's not happening, guys. We announced the whole card. The whole card that's not on it 4 hours ago it was announced."
All right, we got to take a break. New Music Tuesday continues. 585 Live. You can text in or go to our Facebook page, Star88FM. When we come back, what did I say we're going to do at 7:40?
Something, oh, man.
Presidential debate.
Boom, boom.
We're going to do, we want you to be a part of this. We want to know your thoughts on last night's debate.
Bill
we're
going to
give
stoked.
You 30 seconds to call in and here's, tell us what you think.
We are on the education ban. You and I, like the three of us in here, we cannot give our political opinions. However, you guys can. And so we're, like you said, 30 seconds. We're going to keep it very debate style. You'll have your 30 seconds and then we're going to cut you off. So make sure you keep it good, yo. Keep it good.
We'll be right back. Hang up. I was born to be crazy. Latest from the Newsboys. Crazy.
Yeah, man.
New Music Tuesday on Star 88.
Good.
585 Live. Text in. Tell us what you think. Or Star 88 FM on Facebook. We want your feedback.
What do the people say?
Little thing. Newsboys, man. Come on.
I mean,
what do they say?
I mean, come on, man.
I mean, obviously.
Mr. Peterson says, I'd like to point out that this is the Newsboys. You guys knew that, right?
It's a Newsboy.
Yeah, but, yeah. I think sometimes bands get a certain rap, whether good or bad, because of their name. I think it would be different if we actually played songs and didn't say who it was. Because that had a different vibe. Do you know what I mean?
Like the voice.
Like that wasn't... Yeah, kind of.
It's like radio.
Did you guys watch last night?
For the no.
There's a new voice last night.
There was?
Yeah, after the debate.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Who was the special guest?
What?
Because I saw somebody post a picture and it was like, special guest on The Voice.
Oh, I don't know. Alicia Keys? I didn't... There were,
like she brought out a special guest or something.
Really?
Yeah. You stayed up that late, man?
Yeah.
Dang, dude. Hey.
Wasn't planning on
that
The Voice.
Dude stays up late.
Seriously.
I did.
I don't have that scheduled today.
Well, so. I said, quote, watch The Voice. What happened was debates were going, debate ended, The Voice started, and I said, Chrissy, I'm going to fall asleep on this couch. That's pretty much what happened.
Good.
I think I could tell you the first two people that sang.
What they sang?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I was already falling asleep.
I can't remember.
We just got a message on the live line. I really liked yesterday's show. I didn't get to finish this. Guys, the podcast did not record yesterday.
So remember how we're having problems with our computer system?
We did a computer
update.
Thing. Yeah,
which is hilarious. Because it was supposed to make it better.
It messed it up.
It was like, guys, this is going to get faster. It's going to be exciting. You guys process things at lightning speed. It's going to be a blah. Nothing works.
So we're actually hoping today records. We did a manual record and we're hoping that it works.
Yeah.
All right. Is it time?
It's time, everybody. So here's how this is going to work. We're gonna kind of run down some of the highlights from last night's big presidential debate. But then we want you to call in at 338-3700. We're going to give you 30 seconds to tell us your thoughts on the debate, and then we're hanging up on you.
If you didn't watch, we'd love to know why. Maybe you don't care.
Everybody watched.
Maybe you intended to watch, but could whatever it is.
Everybody.
The debates were last night. Yeah, over 100 million people tuned in for that.
That's crazy.
Nuts.
The most historic debate in history, which is kind of sad that was the one that they all. Yeah.
Well, let me kick this off because this was one of the most talked about.
Well, yeah.
Last night, and it was Donald Trump and his sniffing. This is a loop of Donald Trump sniffing.
Yeah, you know what? We were sitting there watching it, and Teddy said, man, his breathing is weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. Oh, this is it. This is every sniff.
Okay.
From last night. It's almost done.
There's some smacking.
Yeah, if you're smacking,
there
too,
we go.
It's like throwing me way off. Oh.
The way he was drinking his water, too, was kind of weird to me.
Yeah, I saw a funny tweet. It said, man, Trump's doing his best Rubio impression with that water, like leaning over there.
They're used to drinking lobster butter. They don't drink normal water.
That's true.
So let's see here.
Lobster.
Steve-O, you kick it off and then tell me when you want me to play a clip.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, last night, obviously, as we're talking about it, were the debates. And we all watched. I was interested to see. Honestly, I'm kind of sad for us because this is what we've got, you know? It's down to these two. And there were so many people on social media last night saying, man, if only Gary Johnson, or if only there was another option, and da 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 da. And so it got me wondering, if everybody voted for said other option, what would actually happen? Because I also saw those same people complaining, saying, yeah, but I got to go with old Trump because, you know, Gary's just a wasted voter. I'm, you know what? Can't, that guy's crazy. I got to go with Hillary, hey, even though I don't like her either. And I kept seeing the quote of, well, lesser of two evils. And then there'd be the lesser of two evils is still evil. And I choose Jesus. And I'm like, that's cool. But somebody's still going to win the presidency. Right. So it depends on who you talk to. But for the most part, most mainstream media actually said that Hillary won the debate. It started off Trump stronger, much stronger, actually, in the beginning. But throughout, he kind of lost it. And then he fell back on his sound bites, if you will. His catchphrases, his whatever.
His beautiful
assets.
And
then by the end, there you go. By the end, she just kind of, she was gaining ground. He was losing
ground. All talk, no action.
Yeah. So who won the presidential debate? Depends on which article you read and which media bias you roll with. But most of them, including even the ones like Fox News that you assume would say, obviously, Trump. Right. They say clearly Hillary won the first debate. So we want to send it out to you, Starmie. What'd you think? Did you watch? High point? Low point? Do you care? Do you not care? Tell us why. 338-3700.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Is this Bill?
Oh, man.
Hi. Conspiracy Corner Thursday,
Bill. I got 30 seconds, right?
Yeah, 30 seconds. Are we going to put time on the clock?
Whenever you're ready, Bill.
And
go.
Go.
Penguin and fish. How crazy is that? I mean, I'm telling you, Jim Gordon, and then what happened with him?
Wait.
Stop it. Cut his mic.
I haven't seen last night's episode.
I haven't watched it either, Bill.
Oh, Bill.
Bill, that's not cool, Bill.
That's not cool, man. I haven't seen last night's episode of Gotham. We said the presidential election.
That's what I'm talking about. It was the best thing from last night.
That's so true.
The alter ego.
Right. Oh my gosh,
don't you ruin stuff.
Okay, I love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. Gosh, that's amazing. Best thing from last night was Gotham, apparently. That show is phenomenal. I did not get to watch because I was busy watching the penguin and fish fight.
The live line just said, is your refrigerator running? Because I might just vote for that too. Refrigerator 2016, because America needs to chill out.
Oh! 338-3700. We're giving you 30 seconds just to tell us what your thoughts were on the big debate last night. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So I thought Trump really won because he definitely took control of that, of the moderator. He looked at the moderator. He's like, hey, Lester, let me talk to you. Listen, Lester. Right. He took control of that whole entire debate. And poor Hillary is just sitting there speechless. You could see her getting all flustered. And what I really enjoyed was the fact that he didn't back down from her at all. Matter of fact, that he kept pushing when she started pushing about his taxes. He bluntly just said, hey, listen, I'll release my tax form as soon as you release your 30,000 emails. I mean, come on now. That was just great, great timing. Yeah. She walked into every freaking silly little thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people think that she even won, because she couldn't even really defend herself, and everything was like a...
All right, out of time, buddy. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much.
Appreciate trying to keep it fair both sides, so you'll have your 30 seconds, but once the buzzer hits,
yeah, and if you're done. If you agree or disagree with something that a caller says, then you have to call in and voice that opinion.
There you go.
We're just chilling.
I'm the Lester.
I will say this. This was also one of the bigger things from last night. Lester Holt was all over the media as well, and both sides of the aisle stating that Lester Holt kind of spun the debate for Hillary. Fox News, of course, had six huge ways that he spun it for Hillary and tried to play gotcha with Trump. You had the Washington Post. You had USA Today. So people that were, you know, nonpartisan, if you will, or like some that were actually bent more liberal, which is funny because he's a registered Republican. Mm-hmm. But last night, he, quote, showed his cards? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Did he? Did he show his cards? Did he stay out of the way? Depends.
Oh, I thought you said cards.
No, showed his cards.
I was thinking, what kind of
cards
did he have? Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, Heat Street called him the third debater.
338-3700, giving you 30 seconds to call in and let us know what you thought of the debate. Here's a clip from last night where Trump is talking about his tax returns, and he'll release his tax returns after Hillary releases her missing emails.
I will say this. We have a situation in this country that has to be taken care of. I will release my tax returns against my lawyer's wishes when she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted. As soon as she releases them, I will release my tax returns. And that's against my lawyers. They say don't do it.
Secretary Clinton.
Well, I think you've just seen another example of bait and switch here. We know the IRS has made clear there is no prohibition on releasing it when you're under audit. So you've got to ask yourself, why won't he release his tax returns? And I think there may be a couple of reasons. First, maybe he's not as rich as he says he is. Second, maybe he's not as charitable as he claims to be. Third, we don't know all of his business dealings, but we have been told through investigative reporting that he owes about $650 million to Wall Street and foreign banks. Or maybe he doesn't want the American people, all of you watching tonight, to know that he's paid nothing in federal taxes, because the only years that anybody's ever seen were a couple of years when he had to turn them over to state authorities when he was trying to get a casino license, and they showed he didn't pay any federal income tax. So
that makes
if he's
smart.
Paid zero, that means zero for troops, zero for vets, zero for schools or health. I have no reason to believe that he's ever going to release his tax returns, because there's something he's hiding.
Wow. Well,
I don't have to pay federal tax anymore.
Well, here was what was interesting. That came back around, and that wasn't even supposed to be on his taxes. They had moved on, and he mentions the 33,000 emails, and then she says, yeah, sorry about that. And he's like, cool. Yeah, so my taxes. And he brought it back around to his tax return.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that was terrible debate style. Like that was zero strategy on his part, because they had actually moved on and were now, quote, attacking her emails. And yet, you know, she said, well, I'm sorry. And right back to the tax returns. So yeah. There were a few times last night where I was like, man, she clearly has the upper hand in the debate strategy arena. Because, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely stayed calm,
stay
cool, and collected.
Stay on target. Well, she's been doing this her whole life.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
He's a reality TV star.
338-3700.
For real.
Giving you guys 30 seconds to let us know your thoughts on the big debate last night.
Steve, you just said something so profound. I don't know if we realize what you just said.
Yeah.
She's been doing this her whole life. He's a reality TV star.
Yeah. And it's not saying that it's a good thing for her, because it's like
just saying,
career
that was like,
politician that hasn't done it. Well,
it was
I don't want to get into it.
It was super ironic. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's Frank in Las Cruces.
Hey!
Hey, all right. I'll give you my spill.
All right.
I think Hillary won. I think Donald Trump started off good. We ran out of gas. I think that last caller is wrong. I think he was being aggressive, but I mean, he was just saying, oh, you know, stupid little comments that said, oh yeah, I'm very proud of myself for that, and I'm really great about that, and I'm really proud of my, you know, he just said little stupid comments that you know didn't really answer the questions at the end, and was just deflecting. And then, you know, Hillary, yeah, she was calm, collected. I believe that she was composed. She tried to truly answer the, you know, she actually had some type of resolution to things. And he was just trying to, at first, you know, he had a pretty good
show
at the beginning.
Frank, we appreciate you, buddy. But we have
appreciate
to move
it.
On.
That was your 30 seconds. There we go.
Right.
You guys are killing it on that 30 seconds.
Well, we got to keep it exactly 30 seconds.
I'm encouraging. I'm legally. Saying, yeah, that's awesome.
So it's like, here we go. All right.
You know, I'm a lot like Lester. okay, from last night's debate.
Yeah. You know, you remind me of him when I look at you.
No, thank you.
Okay. Chime in on the live line, people saying, didn't waste my time watching the debates. Me and my family watched the original Ghostbusters on AMC instead. Wow. Nice, nice. Somebody else decided to watch Monday Night Football instead. So, yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'm okay with the fact that they watched Ghostbusters.
What? Why?
Because I feel like it's important to watch the debate. That's we need to know.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, my kids were bored.
Yeah, my kids
were
watching.
We all were in the living room together. Oh yeah, yeah. And so it was funny though because I noticed that if I agreed with something or if I said something, vocalized anything, my 12-year-old was quick to be like, "Yeah, no, I agree." Yeah.
Yes,
you know. And I'm like, "Okay, wait, but why?" And so then I'd start like kind of attacking my 12-year-old, like, no, think for yourself. Like, I love that you agree with Daddy, but why? All
right. 338-3700, you have 30 seconds, go.
That's pompous and arrogant versus pure and vital evil, so. And on top of that, got to visit you guys a couple weeks ago, Angel, at the Parkland Bookstore.
Yeah!
A tour of your campus, so. That's my nephew.
Word.
Right on. Sweet, man.
Beautiful.
That's great.
That's cool, man.
All right, gentlemen.
Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Love you too, bro. Right, yeah, well, that's what most people are saying. It's like, this is our options. Liveline says, politics suck. Here's a cat. Thank you for that.
That means I get to look at the cat.
Somebody else chimed in and said, obviously, Atlanta won the big game last night against the Saints. You can't argue with the score.
Guys, look at that cat.
Very true.
Oh. It's a beautiful.
Look at that cat picture they just texted in.
You got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think that Donald definitely didn't behave himself, but maybe that was a good thing because he didn't play the game. That was one thing that hurt Romney last time if he was afraid to attack.
Mm-hmm.
However, he missed so many opportunities. She stood up there with an unmitigated gall to talk about transparency and respect for law. And I was laughing at my TV, so I didn't start crying. Mm. I can't believe this woman still has supporters after Benghazi, after the email, definition of culture.
Thank you so much for calling in. We love you. Appreciate you.
30 seconds.
30 seconds, crazy. That's all you get.
You know, there was one man, I can't talk about it.
We're letting the people talk.
You can't talk
about
it.
Let the people talk. You can post it on your personal
Facebook.
Thank
you for your call. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your call.
She's not wrong.
All right, we'll continue to take your calls when we come back. 338-3700, 30 seconds to talk about the debate, your thoughts. We'll play some more clips from the debate, and New Music Tuesday continues when we come back. New Music Tuesday, Derek Minor, Change the World.
People digging that one.
Yeah. Tell us what you think about it. At 585 Live, you can text us or facebook.com/star88FM. We need to know your thoughts on these New Music Tuesday
tracks. Really good Amberlin cover, man. Change the World.
No, that was a different song.
So good. Similar style.
People digging it so far on the live line. People saying, one person said, kind of sounds like Drake.
Like Drake?
Like Drake.
Like Drake.
Steve-O, does he dance like Drake?
You ever heard Drake?
I heard that Drake, man.
You heard of that Drake?
Heard it.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, man.
Shout out to the Starmie for putting in some good questions for Michael Sweet this morning. I'm stoked!
That's right. Striper.
840.
Michael Sweet.
A little over 30 minutes away from talking to the lead singer. One of the greatest metal bands in all of human history.
Okay.
Yeah. Boston.
Well, I don't know about that. If I could say the greatest metal band in history, it'd probably be. All right, that's all I get.
Was that new Metallica?
Yeah, you can't really play a lot.
You can't, dude. I was a little bummed. That new Metallica song has got some language, which I wasn't used to because they normally do not.
All right, we're talking about the presidential debate last night. Of course, we can't tell you. What we think.
No.
We can't. But you can tell us. You get 30 seconds. That's all we're getting.
Yeah.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
338-3700.
Okay.
Let me play a clip here because this is where Trump was talking about Hillary's stamina. Do you remember this towards the end of the debate?
Yeah.
And I don't know. It kind of seemed like Hillary fired back and, I don't know, kind of put him in his place a little bit. Maybe.
You going to go ahead and press play on
I
it?
I did. I'm just waiting here.
You just click the link and it plays.
That was a solid intro.
Earlier this month, you said she doesn't have, quote, a presidential look. She's standing here right now. What did you mean by that?
She doesn't have the look. She doesn't have the stamina. I said she doesn't have the stamina. And I don't believe she does have the stamina. To be president of this country, you need tremendous stamina.
The quote was,
Wait a minute, let me ask you a question. Did you ask me a question? You have to be able to negotiate our trade deals. You have to be able to negotiate, that's right, with Japan, with Saudi Arabia. I mean, can you imagine we're defending Saudi Arabia and with all of the money they have, we're defending them and they're not paying? All you have to do is speak to them. Wait, you have so many different things you have to be able to do, and I don't believe that Hillary has the stamina.
Let's let her respond.
Well, as soon as he travels to 112 countries and negotiates a peace deal, a ceasefire, a release of dissidents, an opening of new opportunities in nations around the world, or even spends 11 hours testifying in front of a congressional committee, he can talk to me about stamina.
The world.
There you go. 338-3700. You got 30 seconds.
Hi. I think it's really pretty ironic that Donald Trump kept talking about stamina because for about the first 5-10 minutes of the debate, he seemed pretty composed and fairly articulate for Donald Trump. But then he really fell apart, and anybody who couldn't see that just couldn't have possibly been watching the same thing that I was. You know, he was just totally deflecting from questions, every question. Hillary doesn't look presidential. It was all about her stamina. I mean, come on, any woman who was listening to that should have been absolutely horrified when he said that Rosie O'Donnell, you know, nobody blames me, everybody agrees. Well, no, everybody does not agree. He doesn't speak for me.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. Thank you
for calling.
Did she know it was 30 seconds?
Yeah, he said 30 seconds.
Okay. So if you're listening, 30 seconds. Then we got to cut you off. That's just the rule.
We have to.
It's just the rule. I'm very
sorry. We are on the education band and legally, seriously.
We are providing equal time.
We have to provide equal time for everybody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in order to do that, we have to keep with a certain format. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No joke. Also why we really
all talk.
Thank you.
No action.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks. Was 30 seconds.
That's exactly what I saw last night. I swear it was my question. I swear I was in the middle of something. Lester.
Yeah. And
Dexter. Dexter. Uh-oh. Dexter Holt over here.
One thing that Hillary said a lot was, you know, she mentioned her website and, hey, if you want to check the facts, go to my website.
But here's the thing. I don't care who it was, whether it was Hillary or Trump last night. They were both like, yeah, just go to my website and where you'll find the truth. And the other one's like, no, also at Donald Trump's website. If you just go to my website. And it's like, I don't trust either of those websites.
Yeah, well.
Because they're run by you.
Well, there were fact checkers last night. I mean,
there were.
If you go online, you can see the answers. Find out the truth of what each candidate said. And so far, it looks like Donald Trump, a lot of the things that he said weren't true.
Yeah.
According to these facts.
Yeah.
And the thing that really stuck out to me was a lot of the things that he said that weren't true were things about himself.
Right.
That he was contradicting. And not saying Hillary didn't contradict herself, because I'm sure she did. They're politicians. It's a life of contradiction when you're a politician.
338-3700. Phone line's open. We're giving you 30 seconds to give us your thoughts. You can also text us at 585-LIVE. Here's Trump and Hillary talking about ISIS.
President Obama and Secretary Clinton created a vacuum the way they got out of Iraq. Because they got out, they shouldn't have been in, but once they got in, the way they got out was a disaster. And ISIS was formed. So she talks about taking them out. She's been doing it a long time. She's been trying to take them out for a long time. But they wouldn't have even been formed if they left some troops behind. like 10,000 or maybe something more than that. And then you wouldn't have had them.
Well, I hope the fact checkers are turning up the volume and really working hard. Donald supported the invasion of Iraq.
Wrong.
That is absolutely
wrong.
Proved over and over again.
Wrong.
He actually advocated for the actions we took in Libya and urged that Gaddafi be taken out after actually doing some business with him one time. But the larger point, he says this constantly, is George W. Bush made the agreement about when American troops would leave Iraq, not Barack Obama. And the only way that American troops could have stayed in Iraq is to get an agreement from the then Iraqi government that would have protected our troops. And the Iraqi government would not give that.
Let's check the facts. Steve-O?
Well, this one, see, and here's the thing. My fact checker currently is the New York Times, right? So these are different people who will give you the quote facts. On his accusation that the withdrawal of troops left the vacuum in Iraq and Syria, which allowed the Islamic State to take root. In fact, Mrs. Clinton advocated arming moderate rebels in Syria and said afterward that Mr. Obama's refusal to do so may have left a vacuum there. So she actually stated that when they were leaving. So he wasn't wrong. And she was the one that actually stated that, which is interesting,
right?
Because then you come, you know, 13 years later, 12 years later, and it's, here's what's interesting that I can say. What sucks about these presidential debates is that I feel like, this is a personal opinion, we're not getting either side clearly. Mm-hmm. Because according to this fact checker, this non-biased fact checker, Trump wasn't wrong on that accusation. In fact, she stated that back, years ago. And yet I think last night, because now she's running for the Democrats, he's running for the Republicans, he's like, I'm going to back the war. And then she's got to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so both of them are saying these things. It's like, I wish you guys would just, like, I don't know, be honest and just not try and win the Democrat vote or win the Republican vote, but just, I don't know, stand by a real conviction and share your heart. Mm. Because then people were attacking Trump's opposition to the Iraq war. Well, you can find articles where Trump was opposed to the war in Iraq before it began. But during the buildup to the war, he was also on the Howard Stern show where audio was uncovered, where he was kind of stating that he was for it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
So to fact check, it's like, well, you could fact check this soundbite, but I don't know. Have they ever been honest?
Yeah, right.
Maybe they don't remember because they don't hold to deep convictions about these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just sound bites. And then they go back and they're like, crap, I really did say that one time. Who was I trying to get money from when I said that? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think, and if you've changed your stance, then you've changed your stance. But say that.
Right, right.
338-3700. Thank you for holding.
Yeah. Whoa. So he also, in that soundbite, asserted that many NATO countries didn't contribute the full share to NATO. He was actually correct in asserting that. In fact, that's a complaint that President Obama and former Secretary of Defense Robert Gates also voiced. But he was wrong about NATO failing to fight terrorism because they were in Afghanistan in 2003, part of the battle against al-Qaeda. So, again, mm-hmm. a lot of half-rights on both sides.
Giving you 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. It's Mac.
Hi, Mac.
What up?
Mac.
So, to be honest, I watched the debate out of sheer entertainment. I just loved watching them argue over each other and, like, not listen to what each person has to say.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, I think that Hillary might have won because Trump kind of just dodged the question, as you guys were saying before.
Yeah.
So, it was out of entertainment.
Okay.
I didn't really care.
So, here's a question. You going to be voting come November?
No, I'm not. I'm 15.
Okay.
Oh, well.
So, there you go. That's good to know.
Right on. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to know, like, from people who vote, you know, like, mm-hmm. what do you do?
Mm.
There's so many people chiming in on the live line.
Let's take this call real quick. 30 seconds on the clock. Tell us what you think of last night's debate.
All right. Hey, guys. This is Matt from Albuquerque. Okay. So last night, if you go up and down Facebook, there wasn't a single positive thing about either candidate, just negative things about the other candidate.
Right.
It's almost like there was a third voice that wasn't heard last night. I got to say, Gary Johnson did a live stream before the debate with Reason Magazine. I'd urge everybody to go check that out to hear about the issues, actual solutions to the issues. Please just go check that out.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
I love that dude.
Sounds like he's from.
What are some of the people on the live line saying?
Let's see. Hillary said all the polished things you'd expect after 26 years in politics. Boring, useless words. She won in words, but Trump speaks to us nobodies. Okay. Which is interesting because that dude, what did it? I do find it interesting, and it, you know, not speaking one way or the other, but Trump is getting the vote from weird places. It's like Hillary's got the politician vote, you know what I mean? It's like polished politician, and he's got the vote from like these people that are, you know, like the quote working class. And last night when he was talking, it's like, yeah, man, my tax return last year only made $652 million. And I was just like, dear Lord.
Yeah.
What happened, man? That guy's representing the like middle class.
Again, I don't understand how we can get away with a federal crime, like admitting a federal. It's a federal
dude,
offense.
Well, okay, so here's the best part. Both of them should be in prison then.
Yeah, I know.
He should be in prison for the tax evasion.
And for that,
she should be in prison for Benghazi and emails and everything else that she's crazy about.
So, like
they should just both be in prison.
To me, it's like, okay.
It would make
a great
reality TV show.
Oh,
what if they just both went to prison and that was the show?
That was the show.
We would all watch 100 plus million Americans watch the debate last night. Most of us for entertainment purposes. America.
Gosh, if he got taken to trial for that, if the IRS, this will never happen. If they took him to trial for that, they could call every single person that watched the debate as a witness.
Yeah. I know, right? I just got subpoenaed, man. I watched the entire debate and he said it.
338-3700, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
All right. Well, as far as his federal income tax, that was pretty sweet because I'm sure he has a lot of different things because, after all, he is under the audit with the IRS. So I'm pretty sure he's clear as far as not paying any federal taxes, which is, I would love how he learned how to do that.
Right.
Too. Right. And then the other thing, too,
I think
the easiest way to try to figure out is kind of like who's like a pro-life and a pro-choicer, you know? Yeah. I think it just kind of goes down to the morality set. Somebody with like a basic moral compass, I can get behind that person and talk with. Somebody who doesn't have the same moral compass mindset, you know, that's just kind of like really jumping across the chasm there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, buddy.
30 seconds.
Appreciate you, man. Right. Giving you 30 seconds on the clock. Tell us what you think about last night's debate. Good morning.
Hello.
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 All right, you got 30 seconds.
I can go now.
Yes, okay. You can.
30 seconds.
This is Thebes.
Hey, Thebes! Wait. Ready? You're like saying your name. I'm going to tell you when to go, okay?
All
right. Go.
Okay. First of all, Gary Johnson, I know you guys are bent on him, but here's the deal. He has no chance whatsoever. Nobody cares about him. Only people from Albuquerque care about him, and then... like millennials or something. I don't know.
What?
It's not going to happen.
Okay.
It's not going to happen. Forget Gary Johnson. Pick somebody that you have some kind of ideal with. You know what I mean? Something that you have, you know, like abortion.
Thank you,
Thebes.
Like
that was your 30.
All right, bye.
Bye, bud.
Appreciate it.
Who is bent on Gary Johnson?
This speed round is awesome.
I know, right?
I love hearing from Starmy like this. This is great.
And here's the thing. Everybody, be concise. Don't waste time.
Yeah, we are challenging
your name
you
and,
to know what you're going to say.
Your favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds.
Hey. Good morning. Go ahead.
I just want to say what the Trump thing on his tax thing is, there are loopholes, and if you can exploit them, use them. Just because you use them and... nobody knows where to find them. It's not their fault, not his fault,
yeah,
for exploiting them. So learn them, use them.
See, and that's what I was thinking last night. I was thinking there's got to be some loopholes.
He's found like some write-offs or something like that.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, so don't criticize him for that.
Okay. Right. He's a billionaire.
Well, and somebody else said earlier, if he were in that kind of trouble, he probably would be in prison. Right. So that is interesting. Yeah. How I'd be very interested to know how he did that.
He's a billionaire.
Guys,
you know,
like, I scratched my iPhone 7. Look at that. I mean, look at that.
I thought it was unscratchable.
Oh, my gosh.
Metal.
Turn it back in.
Metal, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You got 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, guys, I didn't want to call in. I'm barely doing my makeup, but that thieves dude pissed me off. So, if you're gonna call and say don't vote for someone because they don't have a chance, you're making up the majority of people that aren't giving that person a chance. So don't say vote with your conscience based on, you know, abortion or what you think about this. You don't have a conscience if you're throwing someone out of a debate based on what the publicity and the media are trying to tell you that they don't have a chance. You're falling into that trap. With like the rest of, oh, you know, if you vote for Trump, if you vote for Gary Johnson, that's a vote for Trump. Well, if you vote for Gary Johnson, that's a vote for Clinton. It's like, how about we just decide that that's a vote for Gary Johnson?
That was your 30.
Sorry.
30.
Sorry, freaking out. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you
bye.
Too.
Wow. Man,
people get hey, guys. Man. I got $10 that says Becca's voting for Gary Johnson.
Oh, man. Oh, 338-3700.
I don't think she was clear.
No.
You got 30 seconds. Tell us your thoughts about last night's debate.
Am I on?
Hi.
Yeah,
hi.
Totally on.
Cool.
Go.
Hey, guys. Okay, so two things. I think Donald Trump totally makes the next to nothing, and his life is the company expense. That's how he has no federal taxes. Company buys his car, house, flies in places, gets some dinner, right? Second point. It's super hard to use the like basic moral guide pro-life thing because if we look back in history, this time for the election last time, Hillary Clinton was pro-life and Trump was pro-choice. So what's new?
Boom.
All right.
Thank you.
Good
Thank
point,
you,
buddy.
He only needed 20 seconds. See, that's what I'm talking about. Way to be concise. Dude, you know what's interesting to me, though? Because we're talking, like, moral compass and vote your conscience. And as Christians, we're like, dude, you got it this way. What happened 4 years ago? Because if we were voting our conscience, Mitt Romney would have been the...
Whoa, Steve-O!
Steve-O! Calm down.
Hey, his 30 seconds. Hit the buzzer.
Down.
Hit the buzzer.
Calm down. Fail. That's your
Steve-O just threw a chair through. Okay, Luke Cage. Calm it down,
sorry,
bud.
Gosh, man. That's...
Well, it's over, so I can say now 4 years. I loved Mitt. I did. And I had so many Christian friends who were like, yeah, but he's a Mormon.
You know what? Cut his
and I'm
mic.
Like, wait, that's why? Cool, man. Yeah, man. 4 more years of Obama instead. Good job, dog.
Thank you for holding.
Steve-O, I don't think you were clear about Mitt.
Sorry. I loved him.
Cut his mic.
Loved him. It is interesting because it went from like the nice, it went from Mr. Rogers to freaking Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
4 years ago, it was Mitt Romney, and he like wouldn't interject in debates, and he was really, he's like too kind.
How dare you? She's a nice lady.
The funny thing is,
and now it's like the bully.
You don't have to give an example. Like, you don't have to say Macho Man. You can say, and then it went to Donald Trump. Because he's a personality. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, the live line's blowing
up. All talk, no action.
Thank you. Thank you. Montgomery, Alabama just chimed in.
Hey-o.
What's up?
32 years old. This is my first time voting. While I should have been watching the debates, I decided I would read a book instead. My neighbor likes to write hateful things on his fence about Trump, and my kids ask questions all the time about it. It's amazing how even a 5-year-old understands that writing hateful things about how hateful they think a possible president may be doesn't make any sense. Teachable moments are all around. It's a good time to show Jesus in our reaction. Dude. All
right.
I like that.
Alabama.
Thank you for checking in.
I love, let's see, Santa Fe chimed in and they're nominating Teo for president. Teo doesn't want it.
I've rejected
then
it.
Then they wanted to nominate Benedict Cumberbatch, but they called in and he can't because he's not an American citizen, so they're nominating me. I accept your nomination.
Oh, good grief.
Thank you.
I think this might make me go to Canada faster than anything else.
Let's see. Both candidates contradict themselves. It's very hard to see either as a suitable president. Honestly, I don't think much will change if Hillary won. I won't personally vote for her, but I mean, it's a hard choice. Loved the Derek Minor song. Thank you for that. The only thing I have to say about the debate is vote Gary Johnson. Thank you, Albuquerque. I will say this, though. Thebes chimed in and said it's basically Albuquerque and millennial hippies. I've had some friends in other states hit me up going, hey, man, he was your governor, so could you give me some insight? And I'm like, you're talking to the wrong guy. Mm. So, yeah.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Tell us what you think about the debate. Hello. You there?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hello.
Get in there.
So this is my first election, and I just want to say I'm super sad about it because I grew up loving politics, and I was so excited for my first presidential election that I get to vote in. And now I can't in good conscience vote for either candidate. But I just want to say I'm kind of disappointed in America that this is where we got.
Yeah. Man, you're getting in on a strong election.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're disappointed, but this is probably one of the most important
elections. This is why
elections.
We vote.
Is exactly right. This is why we need to educate ourselves. We need to be watching the debates because, hey, there is a third party. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to check in to
It'll
see
be
what,
interesting
what's going
to see
on with Gary Johnson.
If they allow him in any of the future debates because of how last night went.
Well, I did that. What is it called? I Side With? Is that what it is? The website? Or whatever. I went to this website and chimed in. And apparently there's more than that. There's like 20 different people because I'm like, I don't know who 80% of you are.
Yeah, it's like, who is that person?
So, yeah. Thank you, man, Starmy.
Good
love
stuff,
you guys.
Good stuff.
So many people chiming in.
Well, it's
most
a hot topic.
Most of them mad at Thebes.
Steve-O, hashtag triggered.
All right, before we go to break, let's check the roads out there. It was crazy earlier.
It was crazy. It looks like that accident on Paseo has been cleared. I know many of you are very thankful for that. There's traffic lights flashing red, Paseo del Norte at Lowell Street, or Lowell, way out on the east side, so watch out for that. Also, a lot of congestion around Alameda and Coors. You guys watch out for that. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
I would like to send a shout out to Houston, Texas, that just chimed in on the live line and said, why vote for the lesser of two evils? Pick the worst. Go big or go home.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break.
I love you, Starman.
Live line is open, 585-5483. You can text us or call us up, 338-3700. New Music Tuesday continues when we come back.
What's going on in the news today?
Presidential candidates square off in the first of three general election debates.
The FBI says there was a 10% jump in murders last year in this country. Violent crime went up for the first time in 3 years.
On the murder rate, it's clear that big spikes in a few cities are driving up the numbers.
Gunmen opened fire at a strip mall in Houston.
Sales of new single-family homes fell 7.6%.
At least five D.C. hotels used the wrong image to depict the U.S. Capitol as an enticement to visitors. Instead, a photo of the Capitol in Madison, Wisconsin was shown. The parent company of the hotels has now taken it down.
Temperatures are expected to remain in the triple digits for many parts of California.
Survey is finding out that large number of Ontario's college and university students are suffering from anxiety.
65% of students reported experiencing overwhelming anxiety in the previous year.
Auto workers at General Motors of Canada have accepted a new contract.
The nationwide average price for a gallon of gasoline went up 4 cents in the past 2 weeks to $2.25 in the latest Lundberg
survey.
8:35.
Good morning.
A day of 78.
Awesome. Traffic. Now let's take a look at traffic. You guys want Meatwad to do the traffic again?
Yes.
You guys seem to enjoy that earlier. You ready for this?
Hey, man, it's time to look at traffic. We got a disabled vehicle, and the left turn lane is blocked. Coors Boulevard, south of Paseo. Y'all watch out for that. I'm Meatwad, and this was your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Thank you, Meatwad. Hey, coming up here any minute now.
Oh, my gosh!
His name is Michael Sweet. He's the singer, guitarist, songwriter, producer for
Stripes!
Dude. Not even gonna lie. I will be front row.
Yeah, he's got a solo album. It's called One-Sided War.
You can get your questions in. There's still a few minutes. We got a few good questions already on Facebook. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Or you can text in on the live line. Because, come on, yo.
Beautiful.
It's Striper, dog.
Beautiful.
Just choked.
Buck, are you listening, bro?
That was incredible.
Buck, but this is one of Buck's favorite bands.
You didn't text him?
No.
You're a jerk.
Dude, right, shout out to our boy, our boy, Corey, who called in.
My
nephew. He was the 26th second.
I had no idea. He didn't even go, hey, uncle. Hey,
Corey.
My nephew was 22nd guy. Then I was like, there you go, bro. Concise. And yeah.
I'd vote for President Padilla.
Oh, man.
Corey Padilla.
Yep. Chorus and Morris. He is for us.
Well, we have New Music Tuesday, but I think we should just wait till.
We got to wait, man.
We'll just wait.
Michael Sweet,
we'll
dog.
Do it after the interview. We'll do
oh,
New
man.
Music
Plus, this is the song.
Yeah.
Guys.
I mean, we could play part of it now, like, while we're waiting, and then just fade out as soon as he calls.
30
get it out of the
years
way.
Ago. To hell with the devil.
All right. Hey, do that, Dez.
Sorry.
Just start playing it. Right. Guys, this is Joel Vaughn, As You Are. We're going to play it right now. As soon as Michael Sweet calls, we're out of here.
Okay. Tell us what you think about it. 585 Live. Someday. Joel Vaughn.
Yeah.
As You Are. New Music Tuesday. Okay. All right.
Okay. Answer the phone.
Good morning.
We are.
All right. Michael
hey,
Sweet from Striper.
We're dude, ready, Carl.
So ready, Carl.
Here we go, dude. Here we go. All right, Michael, you're talking to Steve-O and Teo in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
What about Max?
Yes,
good morning.
Dude.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Woo, nothing, dude. Man. What are you up to?
You sound a lot more awake than I do.
I'll tell you what.
We're awake.
We're
you
a
know,
wacky
I mean,
morning
we,
show.
We kind of have to do this on
so
the huge. Michael, I got to tell you, first of all, I don't know if you remember, our call letters are KLYT. We used to be K-Lite back in the day, one of the first stations in the nation, 30 years ago, to hell with the devil. So as a little kid back then, painting a yellow and black guitar, listening to K-Lite, now being the morning show dude and program director of this here station, and getting to say 30 years later you guys are coming to Albuquerque for the 30th anniversary to Hell with the Devil tour, I'm kind of freaking out, man.
It's kind of cool, man. It's amazing how quickly the past 30 years have gone by.
Yeah.
But it's really cool that we're still out there doing it, and we're going to go celebrate the To Hell with the Devil album, throwing on the original costumes, playing the whole album from start to finish, and people are coming out. You know, all these people that came to the show back in 86 are coming out to the show in 2016, and it's just amazing. Really is.
Dude, when I found out you guys were rocking the 30th anniversary tour, I peed in my yellow and black leather pants. I'm just saying.
Yeah, he still wears those.
I wear them to the show, then.
I wear them every day. I'm just kidding. My wife would probably fire me from life, so yeah.
Michael, are you going to be chucking Bibles?
We always do. We always have. And we always will. We will be doing so at this tour, on this tour as well, every night. Absolutely.
Dude, incredible.
Do you have any stories to share throughout the years of maybe somebody got hit in the head with the Bible?
Literally.
And then
sort of life.
A year later, they run into you and they're like, oh, thank you for throwing that Bible because I found God. And do you have any crazy stories like that?
You know what? We do. Back in the day, we used to... The people used to get hurt, literally, with the Bibles, because what would happen was our crew would tape them up so they wouldn't come open when we'd throw them, and they would hit people in the head. And there was a few times when people were bleeding.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and literally bleeding from getting hit with the Bible. You know, and these days we don't tape them. We just toss them out. You got to be careful today.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, did you go, hey, man, I'm sharp. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Right? Yes, dude. Yeah, for realsies. Oh, man. Did you watch the debate last night?
You know what? I missed it, And I watched excerpts of it on CNN and then on Fox. And,
okay.
You know, it's like CNN says Hillary won according to their polls, and Fox says Trump won according to their polls. And it's like, it's just the typical stuff you see. You don't know who to believe or what to believe. You just got to go with your gut and vote for the right person, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you, man, as an 8-year-old child, I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to say hell when I was a kid, because up till that point, you know, went to Hoffmantown Church here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Baptist kid, and that was a naughty word. And then To Hell with the Devil came out, and I'm like, Mom, the band you told me to listen to just said hell. So To Hell with the Devil, am I right? So I want to thank you for that.
That's really awesome. And it's funny because it's true.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, some guy said he did a write-up a few years back on one of our albums, and for the covering. He did a bunch of covers. And, you know, he thanked us for making the album that every Christian kid wanted to have back 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Because they were secretly listening to, you know, mainstream music and this and that. So Stryper's always been a band to, not purposely, but to kind of push buttons and, you know, do things that might not be accepted from everyone in every time frame, on every day, on every level. But we've always been like that.
Yeah,
that's just what we do. And obviously having an album called To Hell with the Devil in 1986 was very controversial. With parents, with kids, with principals, with churches, with whoever. And we didn't sit down and try to plan being controversial. We were ourselves, and we did what we did, and it just wound up being so.
We're talking with Michael Sweet from Stryper.
Yes!
And the new solo album, One Sided War. Let's talk about it.
Yes, dude. Rocking solo stuff still, too.
Yeah, man. One Sided War is my latest solo album. I'm really proud of how it turned out. Some great players, Joel Hoekstra, Ethan Brosh, Will Hunt, John O'Boyle, Mariah Formica, really a great collaboration of some of the best musicians out there today, and I'm really thrilled with how it turned out. It has something for everyone on it. It's a hard rocking album, obviously, high energy, and it's got great reviews so far.
Dude, amazing. Dexter's actually wearing his Boston t-shirt this morning.
So
he was just like, you are rocking the gamut of like nostalgia today, Dex. Good job,
excited.
You.
I'm so excited.
Over the years, obviously, whether solo or with Boston or with Stryper, you have been influential in so many people's lives. I'm really stoked because one of the guys here on staff, he part of our show regularly, Stephen Christian, he was in a band called Amberlin. And I know you influenced so many artists over the years. Has there ever been like a big surprise where an artist came up to you and said, dude, when I was younger, Stryper changed my life?
You know what? It happens all the time. And most of the time, it's very surprising who it is. The one that instantly pops into my head is John Five, who played for Marilyn Manson and now Rob Zombie.
Wow.
He came in. I was working with Bob Marlette, a producer, writer, and John came in and was sitting in on the session, and he said he used to see Stryper when he was a kid, and he still has a Stryper Bible.
Wow!
That's cool.
That is incredible.
Like that all the time, and it's surprising. It really is.
Dude, it's one of those things where, you know, growing up, unfortunately, when I was a kid, it was very, being a Christian, you know, it was like, you had Christians and then everybody else. And it was like, you know, I was introduced to you guys through my cousin because he listened to Kiss and Maiden and all these incredible metal acts. And of course, that was just, though, all those bands were going straight to hell. And so I wasn't allowed to listen to that. And my first experience with metal music was Stryper because my mom wanted me to listen to something better, you know? And it's so funny how we had this like crazy divide. Do you still find that way, you know, 30 years later, is there still that divide where it's like, okay, well, this dude loves Jesus and everybody else is just kind of going to hell? I mean, how did that work out when you decided to,
yeah,
to leave?
Crazy. I don't understand that divide.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm still going to hell because I still listen to Maiden.
Yeah.
And I think it's just crazy.
Yeah,
dude, I agree.
How, you know, a lot of times men try to apply these rules to everyone. You know, if someone has an issue with drinking, for example, and they become a Christian and they stop drinking, they'll tell all the other Christians that they can't drink.
Yeah.
Because they have an issue with it.
Right. Right.
You know, I have a drink, an occasional drink. I'm not an alcoholic. I don't drink every day.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with it. I'm not addicted to alcohol. And, you know, I just find that interesting that a lot of times people try to apply their own rules and regulations to everyone else. And you can't do that. But at the same time, I don't like the labels. I hate the separation. And
yep.
This band's Christian, that band's not.
Right.
You know, that's why I've been trying to educate people and tell people that we're a rock band first, comprised of Christians. We're not a Christian rock band.
Yeah.
And that makes a lot of people go, oh, what?
Right.
You know, and I never wanted to be called a Christian rock band. I mean, we are Christians and proud of it. And I think everybody knows how proud of it we are. We don't deny that for one second. We never have. But we're a rock band.
Amen, man. There you go. Hey, I wanted to get to the live line. We had a few listeners chiming in, and I know time is short. But can we throw out a few lightning round listener questions?
Sure.
All right. Linnea on Facebook wants to know, what's the biggest change in music you've seen from when you started to now, and how has God helped you as an artist change along with the times?
Well, the biggest change in music, obviously, has been where we've gone, you know, in terms of the streaming now. You know, they say that music buying and selling is going to be obsolete in the very near future. Mm. And it's going to be all about streaming.
Yeah.
And obviously that's a scary thing for the artist, especially these days, because the artists don't make much money from streaming. You know, it's going to really change their lives. It already has, obviously. So it's an interesting world we live in. You know, here we are, we're musicians, and this is what we do for a living. And, you know, to some degree, the making a living is being taken away from musicians.
Yeah.
If you can't make a living at it, how do you do it? So it's a scary time we live in the music world, and you know, I don't know where we're going to go from here. It's going to be interesting.
Michael, good old Thebes out in Riverside, California, wants to know if you feel any tinge of guilt about your part in depleting the ozone with the amount of hair products used in Striper.
Mm.
Oof, none question. Whatsoever. My brother Robert, probably absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Incredible. All right, there All right. you go.
One-Sided War is the new solo album. Michael Sweet from Striper.
Dude, October 23rd, Lobo Theater here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We can't wait to hang out with you again, man. Thank you so much.
Likewise, guys. We'll see you soon. Thanks for having me.
There you go.
Bye, Michael.
Did I just blow it? Did I just let it out of the bag? To Hell with the Devil 30th Anniversary Tour.
Oh, goodness.
We'll be in Albuquerque October 23rd, Lobo Theater. You've got to keep it locked to the Morning Invasion for opportunities for tickets and everything
Bible.
Else.
Did Gosh. You Bible just to the face.
Hit your...
Whoa, are you okay?
Bible to the face.
Dude, your nose is bleeding. Wait, are you bleeding
sharper
from your temple?
Than a two-edged sword,
are you sweating?
Bro.
Is this
Nevada? You don't flippantly want to sling that Bible around, okay? They're like nunchucks or two-edged sword, man. Hey. You will break a nose.
Hey. What's stigmata? Nothing. What's stigmata with you?
Oh, my God.
Buck texted me and said he actually got hit in the head by a Bible.
Gosh, watch out, incredible. Buck. That is incredible.
Buck, watch out.
Guys, my nostalgia meter was like off the charts. I didn't know what to do with myself because when I was 8 years old...
Do you still have that guitar?
There was no.
Oh.
No.
I was going to say, get that guitar and then have
No, you know what happened? I'll tell you exactly what happened. You want to know the realness? The realness is I built this awesome guitar. I was 8 years old. Yeah. I got some duct tape and I got spray paint. I'm like, Mom, I need some yellow and black spray paint to make this guitar. And I went... with all the yellow, right? And I was like, yeah! And then I pulled off the tape, and then I was 8 years old, so I didn't realize I should probably wait until that paint dried and give it a day, because I had no real wisdom or knowledge of patience. And so then I immediately put the tape over the yellow that I just painted.
Beautiful.
And then spray painted the black and then pulled everything off, and it was like a jumbled mess. Oh. And then I smashed it like Kurt Cobain because I was an 8-year-old kid that was very sad that I just Beautiful. Ruined something I made.
Did you Beautiful go, story. To, wait, did you go, to hell with the devil? And then you went, bam!
Yeah!
Bam!
And this guitar!
Woo!
Yeah!
That's what you did.
I like totals.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Michael Sweet, for breaking up the debate conversation.
What a nice guy.
Awesome. Some would say that was sweet. I'll tell you right now, man, I didn't pick up a Blink 182 shirt at the show, and I was kind of sad, even though it was $45. I will be picking up a Striper t-shirt.
How much
instead.
Are they running? Oh, you can't say.
Never well, I mean, there's they're on the
can't
tour,
say
who knows?
Can't
they, have
say.
Them in, they have them in the shop.
You shop.
But you know they're going to have like a, you know, 30th anniversary
oh.
to hell with the devil and be like, well, I work at a church. I can't wear that shirt.
Okay. Well, I wore my Iron Maiden t-shirt the other day and I was fine.
Man, Dex, you love that record scratch so much.
Well, it's a record player.
It's a computer.
That I'm already getting hit up for tickets, by the way.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
it's been 2 minutes.
I got,
is this a fundraiser?
I got multiple people chiming in.
Is this a fundraiser
in.
For our station?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you got to tell. Hey, man.
It's going to be at the Lobo Theater. So as soon as we have information, we will post it, of course. I know that Striper has already posted the event through their Facebook.
Okay.
So you can find details there. But what I know, what I can say, October 23rd, Lobo Theater. And obviously, for those of us who live here, you know that's not a ginormous venue.
No.
So nostalgia meter being so high in 2016, man, Love that's going to be a that's going to be crazy.
Oh, man. Yes, it is, Steve.
Oh, man. Best part is I'll be doing worship on that same stage that morning, man.
Booyah,
man. Booyah. Serious, dog.
Stop it.
Be rocking the worships. I'm going to be like, hey, man.
Let me tell you guys a story.
I might even.
We have a minute. Go ahead.
I might even let him get saved.
Let me tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a tortoise.
Oh, yes.
The tortoise had to race a hare.
This story's too
A hare's another story for, or another name for a rabbit.
Ah.
But that's another story for another day.
Okay.
The tortoise and the hare started racing, and the tortoise was like, oh, man, I'm way slower than that hare. And the hare was like, I'm so much faster than you. So then they both became friends, and they amicably decided to just sit the race out.
I like turtles.
The end.
Great story, buddy.
Everybody texting me right now. I love you all.
Stop it. You guys
no.
buy tickets.
Yeah.
Steve-O has on a devil shirt. It says Dracula.
Oh.
I thought that was amazing that a guitar player from Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie.
That's pretty cool.
Still has a Striper Bible.
It's pretty intense.
Mm-hmm. You never know.
Never know.
Like, you never know.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll do some more headlines. Quality Tampa Tuesday kicks off. We'll be right back. Good morning, Stan. Welcome to the show on a New Music Tuesday. Soon to be a Quality Tam Tuesday. Tam will be joining us here shortly. It is 9 a.m. Good morning.
High today of 78 degrees.
Dude,
the Starmy just went nuts.
Tell him to be quiet.
Over Striper?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yes, they did, dude.
Wow.
Everybody's got a friendship.
Why do you stop playing Striper?
Because
oh,
it's time
we had to play.
For
okay.
New Music Tuesday.
Fine.
So I'm sorry.
Real quick.
I'm always the bad guy.
Real quick, before we do that song, we have an accident. Close to the South Valley, I think. Bridge Boulevard at Unser.
Okay.
There's a rollover accident.
Oh, no.
You guys watch out for that. Looks like everything else.
Traffic.
Sorry.
Smoothly.
Gosh.
That's your look at traffic.
Guys, I'm super excited. I need everybody to listen to this next song because...
Mm. Yeah, dude.
This is my favorite song.
Of the morning?
Of...
Even July? Over to Hell with the Devil?
Ever.
Oh, gosh.
Forever.
Wow.
Now,
dude.
Since I started here, what, in January?
Uh-huh.
This is my favorite...
Really?
Song.
You really think so?
Over like thrice over...
Yeah, this is my favorite song.
Over like new Reliant K, new Switchfoot.
I would
new
say...
New Need to Breathe, new House of Heroes, really?
Well, what would you call that style of music, the new respects? What kind of style is that?
I would say it's like...
indie, but it's...
It's rock.
It feels like rock because what would you call...
It's like indie Motown.
Yeah,
there you
totally.
Go.
I love that type.
I categorize them with
Alabama Shakes. You got,
that's yes. exactly who I was about to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The heavy.
But that's just, I 100% agree. It's like Motown rock. That's exactly what it
is. I love that style.
Yeah.
I think as I get older, that's, you know, I just, I like the Motown.
And so the story with this song is last week we played the first single from the New Respects, which was called Hey. And it was kind of like, yeah. But this song, by and large, it's called Trouble. And everybody's like, now that's a jam.
See this song being played everywhere.
Yeah. And that's cool. The New Respects say that they're composed of four young friends who love creating and making music together. It's the kind of music that they believe has its own genre. It's an authentic melting pot of music that captures each of the personalities of the band members, borrows from the genres of rock and roll and pop with overlays of acoustic tones, translating into an inspiring blend of fresh, fun, engaging music. Beautiful. And they say the hope is to reach the world with enjoyable music that crosses all boundaries, delivering truth in bars, notes, chords, measures, beats, and rhythms. We give you Trouble from the New Respects. Tell us what you think at facebook.com/star88fm. Trouble, don't you find no home by me. Trouble, don't you find no home by me.
The New Respects, Trouble, star 88. Man, it's so good.
It's a good song.
Man, it blowing up the live line. People love it. Love that song.
So good, Tam. Me. What do you think, Tam?
Sorry
about that. I need to turn my mic on.
Sorry.
I don't know if you need to. Tamara.
Sorry. Did you get to hear that song at all?
I did.
Welcome to the show.
It was great, and I did like it. I would work out to that. You like when I say that to all the songs that are really good?
Yes. It's just because you want people to know you work out.
No, like those are the kinds of songs that would get me to the gym. And if you know me, woo, those days can be rough.
I hear you.
I'm like, okay.
So you almost hit me in the face. I hear you, sister.
It's rough.
Yeah. 585 Live, you can text in or you can hit us up at Star88FM on Facebook. That is definitely my favorite song.
Ooh.
Since working at Star 88. That's just my opinion, guys. It's my opinion.
I'm so proud of you, Dad.
My opinion. But I like it a lot. It's good. Hope they do real well. Tam, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Tamara.
It's Quality Tam Tuesday. Tam comes in, and she tells us about her life. She tells great stories.
Yes.
What do we have on deck this hour? What are we going to talk about?
Well, guys, two things. One, I want to say that Erwin Lutzer did a fantastic job when he was here. And Stephen and I got to lead worship for him on Sunday night. It was fabulous. We had a great time. We didn't have a clue. This is so great. The Erwin Lutzer gets on stage after we finish. And he gets on stage to get ready to speak. And he's like, I just want to say thank you so much. And gosh, this worship team, Stephen and the gang. And then he says, and how were you supposed to know that Just As I Am was my favorite hymn? I want you guys to know that I sang Erwin Lutzer's favorite song in which he requested to be sung at his funeral. I don't want to get you too excited. He didn't ask me to sing at his funeral, but he did say it was his top song. How did I know? His eyes were full of hearts and love. I just want you to know that, and his wife was there, so nothing weird, okay? But they were thrilled.
That has got to be the dumbest story I have ever heard in my life.
I'm like, how do I save us? How do I save us?
Oh, man, that was awesome, Tam.
I was hoping you'd let me go for longer. But anyway, also some cool stuff that's happening today is I'm going to be a judge because I was previously homecoming queen.
You judge every day. Go ahead.
And so mercy triumphs over judgment. I was homecoming queen back in the day at Hope Christian School. And so they called me and they were like, hey, do you want to be a judge for our homecoming week? So I get to go. Cody Burns is the MC.
Nice.
It would be really cool if one of you guys could be one of the MCs one year. Mm-mm. That'd be sweet, Ola. But I'm going to go today, tomorrow. You're missing the fist pump.
Thanks,
today, tomorrow, and Thursday, I'll be able to go. And they give you stuff like crazy, like all these kids really want you to like vote for their...
Is there food there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to...
I'm telling you.
Oh, that was a quick reversal there.
So in my bio, do you guys want me to read you my bio?
No, please.
No?
Let's see here.
No?
Why does this happen?
Okay, that's what I thought.
How do we get ourselves
into
this?
Yeah, so that's good stuff. But in my bio, I put down that I love Dion's Pizza and Salad.
Well,
you can't say
that on this station.
Gosh, you are just...
Every time.
And you know what's really ironic about this is this happened last year around the same time. She came in talking about her bio because she was so stressed because she was like, I mean, these are kids. What do I tell them that I like? And it fell on Dion's Pizza and some other kind of food.
No, it was a coffee shop. I strictly remember that. And I had you guys, I wanted you guys to write my bio last year and
I wrote you one and you rejected it. No, you sent me the bio and I fixed it because it was terrible
English.
That's right.
Wow. It needed to be funny.
She was like, hey, y'all, I'm Tam. Y'all like pizza? I am.
Tam, we love you. It's so good.
Oh, man.
That is so good.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing today.
Good.
Pretty pumped about it. Pretty stoked.
I've never been to one of those. What do you judge? I mean, what is...
Right. So, you know, when you're in high school, everything's huge. Everything's exciting. Everything's, you know, this big deal. Right? Yeah. Do you remember high school?
Well, yeah, but I grew up in a really small town. I had 150 kids in my high school, 45 kids in my class.
Wow.
So I didn't go to the typical school that most kids go to.
I was always underwhelmed with high school because I would watch TV and movies, and it would seem like what you just said, like everything was huge and impressive and beautiful assets and everything like that. But my high school experience was like, this is like a trailer park is my school.
Yeah, Taylor and I, we grew up kind of in the same situation.
Okay, Steve-O.
What?
I want you to tell me about your high school experience really quick so I know like how to so that I don't screw the story up.
What do you mean tell you about my high
tell
school
me, was
experience?
It was it impressive? Was it huge? Was it like everything's a big deal? Was it like you were Mr. Popular? You're like
nope.
None of that.
No, nerdy theater kid.
Where'd you go?
La Cueva.
That was a huge school.
Yeah. Exactly.
That
there were so many kids. So unless you were like football star guy, eh.
Really?
Chad Brad Bryan?
I was a nerdy theater kid.
Oh, that makes me so mad in a sense.
Why?
Anyway, I just think that's dumb to have cliques like that. It just bugs me. What? Unless you were a quarterback of the football team.
Did you go to high school?
You're so cool.
Were you in high school?
Yeah.
Remember, she got bullied.
There are always cliques.
I got bullied. And remember, I was homecoming.
I got into so many fights. It was awful. I was in bear trap, which is what they called detention, so many times.
Bear trap?
Bear. They call it bear trap.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wait, that was like
I
the
spent
school name?
Many days in bear trap.
We had to do duck walks for lunch detention.
Oh, no, this was like in school suspension.
We had to actually do bear walks around the soccer field.
Oof.
And we had to do like, we had to crawl and everything else. And then it became a law that you couldn't do that anymore.
High school was my, I hated it. It was the worst 5 years of my life. Hated every second.
Five years of your life.
Okay, great. Well, so here's what's going to happen is they have these color day, spirit day, acting day, or drama day, whatever day. Okay, so every day is a different day. And then, like, we're there for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm there for about 2 hours. So the first hour this happens, second hour this happens, and then I come back the next day. It's a different theme. Everybody's in a color. So freshmen, I think, are yellow. Juniors, I think, are green or something. Seniors are blue. I know that much because a friend of mine was a shark last year. So that was cool. And so, which is who we borrowed the shark outfit from. Mm. Do you remember that?
No.
Nope. Okay, great. Forget it. So they're going to have me come judge on who's the best drama, who's the best this, who's the best
that. Cool.
And so it gets pretty intense. Like my hearing, I literally have ringing in my ears and I lead on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So I try not to scream or I try not to get too crazy, but I literally have ringing in my ears when I come to rehearsal. It's that loud and it's in a gymnasium. So it's like echoing like crazy and it's pretty intense. Mm. So hopefully I don't die.
Life hack.
What does that mean?
Beautiful.
Get some toilet paper. Okay. I want you to break off a little bit of that teepee.
Okay.
Then I want you to roll it up and stick it in your ears. What's going to happen is it's going to soften the blow of the vocal audio.
There's some earplugs here.
Ambiance.
I could go get some earplugs for the ambiance.
Well, life hack, you could just use toilet paper.
Ambiance.
What does a life hack mean? Like when you intervene on behalf of other creations that have been made?
Just let her figure this out.
You're hacking life?
Boom.
Beautiful.
See, what if you were just like, oh man, it's so loud, and you grab some toilet paper and you're like, you know what, let me just try to stick some of this in my
toilet
ear
paper?
And then you're like, wow, that worked. You totally hacked life. You just won life for a few minutes.
Life hack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now
you conquered that level.
Got a good one. Okay, I'm gonna use that.
I like that.
I'll get a big piece though, but it's gonna look real weird.
Well, you don't have to have a big piece.
But then
what are we talking about?
I don't know, dude. You said for us not to talk over each other. But
right, back to you, Dex.
It's increasing rabbit trails.
Yeah.
You know, here's what we don't understand is you guys, when you're not talking over me, you don't know what to do because it's constant harassment and judging that takes place.
See, I told you judge every day.
That's what happens. And then when that happens, but I kind of like this because as long as I talk, no one's going
to
talk.
I think we should go back to the way things go. This has kind of been like an experiment this morning. We tried
really
something
bad.
New with New Music Tuesday.
Someone ran into me on Saturday night.
Are you okay?
And she
are they okay?
See what I mean?
Hey, I asked if you were okay.
He is a strike one.
I'm sorry for caring
one.
About the public's welfare.
Strike one.
My bad.
And so she said, I'd love to hear more serious topics from you.
Okay, Tam.
So what does that mean?
Serious topic.
I mean, what does that mean? Like, do you have like something that you need to ask my great advice on?
How about ask
No,
Tam.
It's okay to have like your own thoughts and opinions. Like you could come in here and go, man, last night this happened, or I watched this show and it spawned this. Hey, I was watching this, or I heard this.
No,
or
that doesn't work when I come
this.
In here. Because Amen. When I come in here and I do things like that.
Say it.
It doesn't work because then you guys just...
Did you watch the debates last night?
I did.
Ooh.
Oh, you did. Now, we cannot give our opinion.
Yeah, you cannot give your thought or opinion on the debate.
I mean, you can to a certain degree. You are not allowed to be biased one way or the other.
I have to be neutral.
You can be neutral.
Yeah.
And if you can pull it off, they might need you for the next debate because they're looking for a moderator.
I'm just kidding. How about this, Dan? We used to do something back in this old show I used to do.
Yeah.
And it was called Ask Dex.
Oh, gosh.
What if we did an Ask Tam?
I love it.
Okay, so Starmie, all you got to do is text us a question at 585-LIVE, or you can call us at 338-3700. You can ask Tam anything. Maybe you have a topic or a question. Maybe you need a life hack.
Right.
You're going through
maybe you're going through something.
different stage of your life, and you need Tam to conquer that level for you. She's right here, 585 live.
She's right here
because you are just full of wisdom.
I
and I'm not lying. You are. You're right. When we've done serious topics, you can throw down with the best of them.
You really can.
Mm-hmm.
That's really kind of you.
You should have heard our debate yesterday.
Really,
I was a lot like Donald Trump.
Okay.
In
Started
some ways.
Strong. Ran out of steam, took a nap.
That's what the talk was, you know, about that. I'm sure you know that already. Was that the thing that people do, that politicians do when they stay longer? You see how Hillary stayed longer afterwards and she was just mingling
and
chatting?
Oh, of course. And she was with her husband and they were like,
he's a popular guy.
Of course he is. That's why I thought one of the dumbest things Trump could do was bring it back around to him. Well, your husband. I'm like, why are you reminding everybody who her husband is?
Yeah.
Because for a lot of people, they loved him as a president.
Well, they look back at the time when he was a president. That's when, despite everything that was actually going on politically, like America was at its like peak almost. Everything.
You had Phil
was,
Hartman on SNL, Mike Myers, Dana Carvey.
It was the 90s.
It was a great time, guys.
It was a time of prosperity and nobody cared about anything. See, it was before 9/11, so it was just a different time.
We were all kids, so we don't know politically what was actually happening. We just loved Third Eye Blind.
Can I just tell you, that reminds me of something. Yesterday, I tried to go take my niece a little gift.
Mm.
Since this 9/11 thing took place, okay? So yesterday I fill up this little bag of candy. I just want to go surprise her. I put some nail polish in it, and I just put a little card, and it's so cute, and I'm just going to go surprise her, okay?
Oh.
So we show up, and we walk into, I won't even tell you what school this is, because maybe the teacher's listening, and maybe she'll be a little nicer tomorrow to someone else.
Wow.
Put my gosh.
She's I walked
call
in.
A teacher.
I walked in. I don't think she was a teacher. I think she was the administrative lady in the front. Okay, so I walk in, and my husband's there, and he goes to sign in to the visitor. She comes from the door that is probably 20 feet away from us, pops her head out, and she goes, no. She sees the gift in my hand.
Ooh.
No. No, you can't bring that here. And I said, "Hello there. How are you?" Oh. Just trying
wow.
to just
Did you hear that Dolores Umbridge that just
came it up a little bit?
Was the gift
Hello?
In a box?
It was in a bag.
What's in the box?
With little spots, and it was really cute.
Yeah.
So I bring it up. No, it does not look like a bomb or anything weird. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Can't
and
say
so
bomb.
I bring it in, and I said, "Hi there. I just have this." No. You can't bring that in. There's no deliveries.
Well, what if they have... okay, so
and
they
I
have
said,
rules.
Okay,
wish you had known the
thank
rules.
You. Thank you very much. Wish I'm so... Okay, and school. I said, now, could I just drop it off then if I can't take it to her class? No.
Whoa.
We don't do deliveries, and we don't do drop-offs, and you can't bring things to their classrooms.
Very official.
I said, okay, sounds good. So then she looks at my husband, and she says, scratch your name out of this, out of the visitor book.
Oof.
And he's like, okay. So he scratches his name out. We smile. We're kind. We're nice. And I said, great. I'll just give her parents a call. Let them know. Even if the parents call, they can't. They
I'm
can't
sure you were
it.
Totally calm like this.
I was totally calm.
Even the least
Ask
bit
Antonio.
Snarky.
Yeah. I was not snarky in any
right?
way.
Can you guys see
in
her?
In any way. No.
The
just
least
overcome
snarky.
An evil with good.
I have to. I'm serious.
Sure
and also,
yeah.
mm-hmm. also, people, there are times, and you guys are going to mock me for this. I get it. Okay, whatever. But when I go to a restaurant or I go somewhere, people say, oh, do you sing at Calvary? Oh, do you sing at Calvary? Mm-hmm. Oh, do you sing at Calvary?
Sure.
So I need to be as I am behind closed doors
Love
in front
it.
As well.
Absolutely. I agree.
And so that's what my job was to just stay calm. And this lady probably has had a rough day. They probably had a bomb threat warning last week.
Could
Maybe
have
they
been.
Did. Exactly. 100% sure that they did.
Was it Eisenhower?
And so,
maybe.
And so...
Of course. Okay. You know what? No.
Super detailed.
So,
I'm totally negating
so,
everything you're saying.
My daughter then, goes to that school.
Hmm.
So I said, you know what? If this
She'd
was my
stoked.
Child who went here and there was truly a bomb threat, maybe I would be a little... Like, I would be a little on edge as well.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what
but
I mean?
But there's no need to be rude.
It was pretty rude. It was pretty rude all
See, I've gone in there a few times and I've never had a problem.
Never
I usually always
problem.
Deal with the kids.
My husband's a nice looking man. I mean, he's like kind, I mean.
Man, I love Tone.
You know what I mean? He's like a kind guy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Let's put it into their situation, in mm-hmm. their shoes. They're an administrator for the school. Their job is literally the safety of those children. If there's
Correct.
A rule stating you cannot bring anything like that in there, they're going to make darn sure that nothing gets by.
Okay. And I agree with that. And if that's my child that's there, I would want them to be that strict.
But since it's just your niece, yeah. you don't care about her safety?
No, I do
Man.
Care about her safety.
That's weird.
But then I went
what
to a
jerk.
Christian school, this other school,
mm-hmm. and they were
for
totally
her brother.
Cool with it.
And she's like, oh, hi, we have your face in the record. Like, I recognized you when you came to the door. All the doors are locked, like, totally locked. And so she let us in.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. We come in. She's like, let me call him. Let me get him out of his classroom. Tails just right down the hall. She was very, very kind. He got out of his classroom. He was so scared. He thought something was wrong. And then he showed up and he was like, oh, my gosh, hi. I got scared. I thought something was wrong.
Oh.
And we gave
and
him
then
this
you
cute
said,
little
what
gift.
Did you do?
It was precious. That's what Antonio said. He was like, you want to confess?
Thank
kid?
You for coming to visit me at school.
You're welcome. Back to you, Dex.
Somebody on the live line said, my brother put tissue in his ear when we went on a road trip when he was 8 because the music was too loud and we had to go to the doctor to get it out. So, Tam, don't do it.
Okay. Oh. Really?
Well, you just got to be careful. You don't want to shove that that toilet paper in your ears too far.
And well, I also hear...
Because it falls apart too.
Did I tell you guys that I had a buddy in Nashville recently? A moth flew in his ear and got stuck.
No!
He had to go to the emergency... Like, this is not a tabloid. This is my buddy Richard's Facebook feed. He had to go... Like, he could hear it in there going...
No
like,
way. Like, I'd like freak
a,
out.
Like, he could hear like a... It was the wings hitting his eardrum. He had to go into the hospital, and they pulled that joker out. It got stuck in his ear.
That's crazy.
A moth got stuck in his ear canal. And this was no tiny moth. I'm just saying, wear ear protectors, everyone.
Starmie, if you'd like to ask Tam a question... She's here. She's in person. She's ready to
She's
answer
beautiful.
Your question.
Beautiful, Tam.
Not real.
Someone wants to know, Tam, do you want kids?
I do. You know, this has always been a sensitive subject because I am a career-oriented woman.
Ooh.
And so,
strong
and you know what? That's a great question because this has given me an opportunity to answer this question once and for all for a lot of people. I've been asked this question numerous times over the last few months. And I will tell you that my husband and I are trying for children. Mm. And it took me a while to get to that point because I think to myself, okay, well, but then there's singing and then there's this and there's that. And there's all the things around us that people care about, like what you look like. And are you still going to be able to do this, 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 and this? And if we go on tour, are you going to be able to do this, this, and this? And so You know, it's been a struggle, I think, thinking about those things of like, I won't be able to do certain things. But then God sent, I'm not even kidding you, a friend of mine who's actually here in town, and I need to call her, thanks. She's the drummer for Mariah Peters' band, you know, for King and Country's Wife. Mm-hmm. And then also she travels with Lauren Daigle and Ellie Holcomb. And so she had told me when I met up with her last time, it was a godsend. Because I get there and she had no clue what I'd been thinking about. And we're just sitting there eating our continental breakfast. And she says, I think that God's going to like connect you with women who have had children, who are still doing music, who are still career oriented, who are still working towards certain things. And it's not going to take away from, it's only going to add to. And so it's going to be a different kind of life. It's a new season. It's different. There's no denying that. No denying that. But for me, there was this fear of it's going to take away who I am. And that's not to go against any moms who are full-time moms. I just want to tell you right now, you guys are amazing. All of you out there who can stay home and work with your children and homeschool them and do what you do, you guys get mad props because that's an incredible job and you should never be taken lightly for that. And for me, I know myself and I know how I do like to stay busy and work and be in tune to other kinds of work, not necessarily homework, which I do a little bit, you know, I do work from home a bit, but not as much as I'd like to be in the studio and writing the songs and doing all that. But when you have a baby, you know, you really do need to commit to being responsible. Mm. And so to answer your question, yes, I do want children. My husband wants children and we're excited to have them. And God has really brought me to this point where I'm willing and able to have whatever he wants me to have.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So with that said, I might have twins. I mean, that. I don't
you
even
never know. You never know, Tam.
I don't even have a clue.
I like that. That's good because, yeah, kids, they're a little bit of a responsibility.
Yeah.
And, yeah, when... Leslie and I, we had kids when we were in our early 20s.
A long applause.
And it was tough because we couldn't travel like we wanted to.
Yes.
We couldn't do the things that couples can do when you have kids. So we kind of missed out on a lot of that stuff early on in our marriage.
There's a lot of friends of mine that have this thing called a baby bucket list. Mm. And what they do is they do these things that they want to do before they have children that might be a little bit harder to do.
Yeah.
But then I also have some friends who travel everywhere with their two-year-olds or one-year-old. Dawn, you know, Matt's wife.
What?
She travels with...
She takes Johnny with her?
Johnny.
Oh, great.
And I think that's the coolest thing ever. These kids are experiencing things that are so cool. So if you have the funds to do that or the ability to do that, maybe someone's made a way for you to do that. I think that's awesome.
Beautiful.
Awesome. New Music Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else said chewed gum with tissue makes a great earplug.
Okay.
So good.
Now we're pushing it.
Well,
we're pushing it, guys.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Just because I said don't talk over each other doesn't mean you can't
like
talk anymore.
Like, he's just checked out.
Yeah, he can't even talk.
He's playing games.
I'm not. Actually, I wasn't playing games.
My heart.
You're playing games with my heart.
With my heart.
No,
being
my
sensitive
heart.
To the situation and allowing Tam to talk.
No, I want to hear from you. This is not a one-way street. This is a communicating feed. Where there's more
oh,
than
God,
just
stop talking. Stop talking.
Speaking.
See, this is why I just allow her to talk. If this is what should have happened at the debates last night. They should have allowed ample time for each person to talk because after 2 or 3 minutes of them talking and not listening to anybody else and just wanting to hear the sound of their own voice, they both just start sounding like idiots.
And on that note...
It's very
true. Honestly, like, do you really think I come in here? Who asked me to be on this show?
Me.
Okay.
Me, always me.
No.
You always
take it
me,
back.
Tam.
You take it back.
You text me every Monday.
That is a lie.
And you say
from the pit.
From the pit.
Somebody, we just got a chime in from Mark in Tempe, Arizona. Says, "What about Tam Toth in the morning when you guys are in Brooklyn?"
Oh, that's a good idea.
Tam Toth,
can you do the show with me when these two are gone?
We're leaving next Wednesday for Brooklyn.
I need
We're
a co-host.
We're gonna be gone for Brooklyn. A whole week.
I could be your co-host.
Apparently,
I'm
there
never
are people.
Coming back.
There are people in Arizona that want you on the morning show regularly. It's also like 119 there, so their brains are fried.
That's right true. For sureesies.
I can give you
Arizona.
My mom
you
and sister
bucks.
Live there.
$20
$20
$20 more than I had before.
Man, why are you going to pay her?
I'll take
yeah,
it.
We don't
get, listen to them.
You know what? I need
money.
To dump that. I don't have $20.
Dex.
Just dump it.
That was the quickest turnover I've ever seen. And also, you know what this reminded me of just now?
What?
I just realized what's happening.
What? Oh, okay.
I think that Dex is on my side. I can sense that he's on my side. I feel like Dex has a place in his heart for quality Tam. And I think that the two of you are representations
of... I want to punch a baby goat.
Of
they're the devil.
Okay. Have you guys ever seen Kronk, Emperor's New Groove? You know when Kronk has a little angel and devil on his shoulders?
Yeah.
That's you guys. And Teo's the one who's like, hey, look what I can do. And he does push-ups and stuff.
No. He's got a point.
Yeah.
That's what I feel is happening right now.
Gosh.
Tam, are you in?
I'm in.
What time can you come in?
Tell me what the days are again.
I feel like we could do this
Monday
off
through
air.
Friday.
Not bore everyone else.
Okay.
Monday through Friday.
Okay, let's do this.
6 to 10 a.m.
I can't do it Monday. You're going to have to find someone for Monday.
But what days can you do?
I can do that Tuesday through whatever.
Okay, all right.
Just punching things.
Thank you very
That's
much.
That's it.
Hard.
That's right. Any other questions from the text line?
Somebody has an off-air question, so we'll get to that during the break.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Quality Tam Tuesday. We'll be right back.
What's going on in the news today?
Presidential candidates square off in the first of three general election debates.
The FBI says there was a 10% jump in murders last year in this country. Violent crime went up for the first time in 3 years.
On the murder rate, it's clear that big spikes in a few cities are driving up the numbers.
Gunmen opened fire at a strip mall in Houston.
Sales of new single-family homes fell 7.6%.
At least five D.C. hotels used the wrong image to depict the U.S. Capitol as an enticement to visitors. Instead, a photo of the Capitol in Madison, Wisconsin was shown. The parent company of the hotels has now taken it down.
Temperatures are expected to remain in the triple digits for many parts of California.
Survey is finding out that large number of Ontario's college and university students are suffering from anxiety.
65% of students reported experiencing overwhelming anxiety in the previous year.
Auto workers at General Motors of Canada have accepted a new contract.
The nationwide average price for a gallon of gasoline went up 4 cents in the past 2 weeks to $2.25 in the latest Lundberg survey.
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen.
Oh man.
I have a pen.
I hate everything about this.
I have a pineapple. Pineapple pen.
My
apple pen.
Oh. Wow, that is a sweet beat.
Pen, pineapple, apple pen?
It's so good.
I don't even know.
That's so good.
Wow.
I don't even know.
It's pen, pineapple, apple pen.
Pen, pineapple, apple pen.
Upper pen.
Pen, pineapple, apple pen. Okay, listen to it.
I have a pen.
Oh, gosh.
I have an apple.
Please don't. Please.
It's New Music Tuesday. We need you guys to vote on that song right now.
Oh, yes.
All right, let's jump into it.
Okay.
This is the final new music track for the day. It's a brand new single from Tam's favorite band, the Newsboys. It's called Crazy, which is exactly what she is. They basically wrote it about her. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/Star88FM.
I was born to be crazy.
Newsboys.
Yeah, you were.
Cray, cray.
They cray train. Coo-coo.
That's what it's like, dog.
New Music Tuesday. What do you guys think of it? 585 Live or Facebook.com/Star88FM.
Yeah.
Not bad. Pretty good. Newsboys, man.
How many times have you guys played that today?
Twice.
What's the kind of feedback you got?
I heard it since twice.
What did you what's the kind
so
of
far, people like it. I got a few people who are like, no, I hate the Newsboys. But then other people were like, I like that song. And then one person said, if it wasn't a Newsboys song, I would like it. But since it says Newsboys, I don't like it.
Can we do Steve-O's idea?
What's that?
Like, maybe when you guys come back, because you guys
I think that's a great idea.
Where every time we go into a New Music Tuesday track,
we don't say
the artist until after.
Love it.
Just call it like song 1, 2, 3, and 4. The hard part is then people are, well, no, it's not even the hard part. Yeah. People are actually going to have to listen to the song.
It is.
Because most people just chime in if they do or don't like the artist. Bias one way or the other.
Or they'll tune out and they'll be like, oh, Newsboys, I'm out.
Yeah.
So they don't even give it a chance.
That could be the way we do it here on the morning show, and then it can just be normal New Music Tuesday for the rest of the day.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Like the big reveal would happen when the picture pops up on the Facebook.
My buddy just asked me what the texting number is.
585
Live. Hold on, guys. I'm reading the CNN article and thinking of the good old days.
What are you reading?
I was born to be crazy.
Okay.
I just
let's stop.
Oh my gosh.
Let's stop.
Please don't cry over me.
Someone on the phone? Someone called.
Good morning. It's Quality Tam Tuesday.
Grandpa. Tell me about the good old
good
days.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. So I vote that
pin, pineapple, apple pin, either be the intro or the outro to the show.
Okay.
No.
That made me laugh. That was the best thing ever.
You know what? Cut his mic.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you for your... Okay. You just cut him off.
It's a great song, but to have it as an intro or an outro, that's ridiculous.
I have a pen.
I have a pineapple.
Or it'd be cool without the words.
You're cool.
Just the bed?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. I got you.
See what's going on there?
Hey, don't forget tomorrow, Michael Rosenbaum.
Oh, my gosh.
From Smallville will be on the show. Oh.
Tam, did you ever watch Smallville?
Twice.
Lex Luthor.
I think it twice.
The actor that played Lex Luthor.
What?
Look at her trying to figure out who that is.
No, I know who Lex Luthor is. You be nice.
I loved him.
Oh, my gosh.
He was the best part of Smallville.
You know what? I have to agree with that.
Oh, gosh.
I was a big fan of Smallville, and I loved his character.
Michael Rosenbaum was amazing. I watched it all the way through to the end. We watched every episode, my wife and I. I'm a nerd.
Side note, didn't Jesse Eisenberg play Lex Luthor in the other?
Yes, and so we're definitely going to ask him about that, his thoughts of the DC expanded universe and all these new TV shows, because Smallville was, I mean, that was a big deal. Yeah. It lasted so many seasons.
What was it? It was like 10 seasons, right?
I think so. And now you've got Arrow and Flash and Supergirl, and I'm sure everyone and their mother's already asked him if he'd ever cameo, but...
So, Tam, check out this show that he's on. It's in its second season. It's called Impastor.
Okay? Impastor.
And
I'm sorry,
so,
can you spell that for me?
I Impastor.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he plays a slacker on the run from a loan shark, steals a man's identity, ends up posing as a small town's new gay pastor.
It's because he doesn't know. He steals an identity of somebody who died. Turns out it was a gay pastor, and he's like in this small town hiding out, and it's like, and now he's got to portray a homosexual pastor.
Yeah. That's the show he's on. It's called Impastor.
And we're going to interview him tomorrow.
So you guys love your jobs.
Well.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, come on. The premise alone sounds hilarious.
It does. It does.
Guy on the run. It's like.
It does. It sounds like.
Do
sounds
you remember
funny.
My Blue Heaven? With,
but there's a lot of people who just are like, Sunday why song? Is that funny?
No,
that's
dude.
Normal.
I love that song.
My Blue Heaven was probably still, well, I don't want to say that because Steve Martin, Rick Moranis, Joan Cusack, phenomenal movie. He was like this mobster who had to like go on, you know, witness protection program because he was going to testify against the mob. Steve Martin was a terrible Italian.
Steve
it
Martin
was hilarious.
Was
but this is what it kind of
so
sounds
funny.
Like. This is what it sounds like, though.
And do you
like
remember Bill Murray's thing?
Oh,
kinda
man.
Like that
rest
too?
In peace, Rick Moranis. We're going to miss you.
He's
okay, so Lex Luthor.
He's totally still alive.
Yeah.
And then who are some other great people that you got coming up? Is it like a big secret? Or
like that we have scheduled on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, we have like Tom Hanks, you know, in a couple weeks. We got Michael,
are you kidding
Michael
me?
Keaton.
You have Tom Hanks.
We're going to interview
Brad
Obama
Pitt and Ange. You know, we're going to be discussing their divorce. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you guys tell me the Jesse. Research that you've done on Brad and Angie? Because I know a lot of people had an uproar about that.
We're not going to talk about that. Here's why.
I mean, I think you opened the can and then you tried to close it up.
Here's why. Because think about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're human beings. Mm.
You're right.
Would you want all of your dirt thrown out there for the world to see?
Mm-hmm.
Think about their children.
I know. That's
and
the saddest part.
I don't want to go down that road.
What, here's what kills me. I was reading this article this morning. You know, Justin Theroux, the husband of Jennifer Aniston, some Joe Schmo, you know.
In the know.
AP dude actually asked him his thoughts on the divorce. It's like, hey, your wife used to be married to this guy.
Worried?
What are your thoughts on this divorce? It's like, what? Why? And he was awesome because he very quickly responded with the idea that this is trash. There are so many big things going on in our culture and society and our world, but this is what people focus on because that's what people, they buy these tabloids. Mm-hmm. And America insists that we are above this, and yet this is the trash that is being put out because it makes the most money.
Yeah.
And that was a great comment.
That was one thing I struggled with on my last show. As we talked about a lot of that stuff, and I always had that feeling in my gut, like, don't know. But then, you know, people want to hear the gossip and the drama that's going on in these celebrities' lives. Well, so you feel like you have to cover it. But
well, we should be covering it. But as Christians, we should be covering it differently. We should be talking about it because we need to be thinking about the fact that those are human beings. And for every Christian who is like, oh, I would never even. And then you're at She Ministries with the girlfriends and you're like, oh, my God, did you see the blah, 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 blah. Cool gossip. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm only pointing that out because it's Tuesday and She Ministries is actually going on here, and that's the actual women's ministry I know. It happens everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so we should be covering it, but we should also be covering it with the grace of God and going, man, we should be praying for those children. We should be praying for that husband. We should be praying for that wife. We don't know the inner details of what's happening.
Yeah.
And sadly, it's not even the latest. This morning, Naomi Watts and Liev Schreiber announced that they were splitting up after 11 years. Mm-hmm. They have a 7 and an 8-year-old. Old. And it's just like, man, for the kids, bro.
Yeah.
I was going to mention something about that when you guys are talking about the election and stuff. This morning we had prayer this morning. So we did our Devo and stuff. And then we broke out into prayer. And so you kind of get in your groups and stuff and you can pray together. Well, they had asked me to do like a 2 to 5 minute just kind of exhortation thing on prayer. And so I did. And that actually came up was, you know, 1 Corinthians 13. And so I brought that up because there is a level of disgusting selfishness. Selfishness is disgusting in general. But it seems like people become so selfish and so self-absorbed that they sort of forget the point of why we're here. And then also how to handle certain situations. Like, you know, there's tons of people on this that listen to the station who probably never chime in. Mm-hmm. Tons of people who probably just you know, like Steve was saying off air earlier, is that you guys are related, or you feel that people feel like they're related to you. They feel like you're their family. Yeah. They feel like you're the only ones that they really have. And some people will never admit that. And then there's some people who are just like, well, I just want to listen to what people say because I can't wait to just dog on Christians because they're full of it. And I'm just waiting for them to mess up on Star 88 or whatever it may be. Okay. But I was thinking about that for the election last night. When I was watching that, all I can think, I was praying the entire time. I'm watching Hillary. I'm watching Donald. We're on a first name basis, so that's probably why you guys.
Well, Hillary calls him Donald.
Right. So, I'm sitting there watching them, and I'm just like, I'm praying, like, Lord, would you please step in? Even though I'm sitting here on my couch right now watching this debate happen, I can actually pray and believe and know that something is happening in that room because I'm praying right here in my living room. And that's where, with people's divorces and things that go on and dumb stuff that happens, politically speaking, within churches and within groups and friend groups and whatever it is that you're going through, or maybe your parents are going through something. And there are things that are going to take place in your life that you are going to have no control over. And so if you take away the fact, like in 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about love being patient, it's kind, it's long-suffering, it doesn't keep a record of wrongs, all these things, and you can't look inward and say, what are my prayer points? Where do I need to ask God to start giving me what I need? And not resist when he says, okay, I'm going to give you this, and not try and resent him when he brings things your way to sharpen you and to make you mature and complete. That's where it kind of gets in the way of like us turning into gossip, and because we don't feel comfortable. Like remember you were saying you were antisocial or something like that, right? Like you had anxiety, like you had a little bit of anxiety talking to different people. Well, you're allowing God to work on you right now.
Yeah.
And because you're looking inward and you're asking God to bring out what needs to be brought out, therefore you are becoming a new man, like you're changing and things like that. Steve-O has an incredible testimony, and he's allowed God to start working in his life, to open things up, to give him what he needs, not exactly what he wants, and to show him what he needs without opinion attached to it. You know what I mean? Teo, I don't know. I mean,
he's just
kidding. Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. No, but you see what I'm saying here? Do you see what I mean? And that can apply in every single situation. So we got divorces, we got election, we've got our own family members, we have these things that we cannot control. That if people realize how strong and how thick your prayer really is, and how prayer travels beyond time and space because God is beyond time and space, I think we would do it more often. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
My mom all the time will share space. Do you want me to get that?
No, I didn't know if you knew that was there.
I could just hit the button.
No, I love when you... Okay.
Okay. My mom, she'll call me every once in a while and she'll tell me stories, you know, because I'll share, you know, if we're going through some difficult times, you know, and, you know, Mom, will you pray? And then she'll pray and then boom, the Lord just does this amazing work.
Right.
And
people have to know that that's within them.
Yeah.
To do. Like, you can pray as well. You can believe. And a lot of people say, well, no, who am I to say because I've done this too much, or this wasn't a very good week for me, or mm-hmm. my sin level was a bit high this week, so I should be careful how much I can pray. But that's what you pray about.
Yeah.
Right there. You stop yourself and you say, okay, that's exactly what I pray about. God, you saw that my week was not pleasing to you. You saw that in that moment, my heart was wretched and against you, and that's what I need prayer for.
Yes.
So help me there. God will work the outward. You know what I mean? So
yes,
pray on the inward, and God does the other stuff outward.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Hey!
Good morning!
Hey, hey. Tamara, how's it going? This is, well, I never said my name, but my name's Panchito.
Hey,
how
Panchito.
Panchito!
Hey,
how's it going? I just had a quick, I'm sorry to get off the subject.
Go right ahead.
But I wanted to tell you something, Tamara. I want to ask some questions.
Okay.
Okay, like, my cousin, and it's totally off the subject, but my cousin, she's a really good singer, and she wanted to know, like the steps to get to American Idol.
Oh, okay.
Good question.
Because I know, like, I've heard you before. She goes to Calvary, and she said you, like, sing, like, really sweet, man. But, like, she wanted to know the steps, how to be like you, how to get to there, because she sings good, but she has no advice nowhere. Like, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I know you've been with Randy and Simon and walked on the red carpet.
Oh, man, it's been pretty fun. I would say that you go online and you see where they're auditioning. And then once you see where they're auditioning, that's when you go. You just got to go. Sometimes in California, sometimes it's in Denver. Take a road trip. Save some money. Get out there. Go try out. It's really tough, though. You got to make sure, though, in your head, you got to make sure that you are prepared mentally to handle what they give you, because it's a lot of pressure. Unless American Idol's over. Is American Idol over?
What I believe Panchito looks like.
Oh, yeah.
It might be over. She might want to go to X Factor or The Voice. She might want to do those ones instead.
Panchito, I love you. You're my favorite.
Thanks, Panchito.
Thanks.
Okay. Odile.
Hello?
Hey, are you there?
Yes, we're here.
Oh, I thought we got, like, disconnected.
Oh, no, we're still here.
Oh, no, right on. Well, I'm glad, because I had one more question. Because she wanted me to call. I didn't want to call, and she's still asleep. She needs to get her A game on, because she wakes up late and everything, and she has to. I want to wake her up and tell her what you told me, because she has to wake up now at 12 and go to Burger King. She's the manager at Burger King.
Nice.
But
well, tell her you talked
really
to me today. You got to tell her.
She should be in the church choir, because she is.
Hey, you know what? Panchito, we have auditions coming up October 22nd. So she can go to battledrumsmusic.com and she can apply online. And then we'll call her from there. That's perfect. I'm so happy you called.
Beautiful.
Oh, that is all right. I'm glad I got advice from you, Tama, because we love listening. We love Steve-O, Mateo, Dex. You guys are awesome.
Thanks, Panchito.
Hey, one more question for you, Steve-O. I hope you don't take it the wrong way.
Oh, Steve-O.
But I was wondering if you sleep in a car bed, Holmes.
In a car bed?
Yeah.
No.
Is it because of his hair?
Oh, no. Why?
No, because he has a personality like me, like a cool personality. And, like, I own one personally, and it's like, I was just wondering, random question.
Okay.
But, you know what I mean?
A car bed.
You guys
What's
are
a car bed?
Like
in the back of an El Camino?
No. Like, you know, like the ones they have for kids, but it's for an adult.
Okay.
I don't know that my wife would be down with, like, sleeping in a Lightning McQueen bed. So
so he's got to stay at home.
Hey, homie, they make a queen size.
Oh, okay. No, Lightning McQueen size.
Oh. Thank you, Panchito, for calling. You're so sweet and kind.
Oh, thank you guys. I love you guys.
We love you too.
Keep up the good work. It's pretty awesome. Pretty sweet, man.
Thanks, man.
You have a good day.
Bueno, bye.
Hey,
Bueno,
later.
He's my favorite.
Oh, my gosh. Panchito!
Stop it, Tamara.
Pause.
What?
You are hurt.
Was that real?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have
totally
a,
cool.
an artist sketch of what I believe.
We got to get you a car bed, bud.
Dude, I wish I had an El Camino. So when he said that, I was like, no. My dad had an El Camino when I was a kid, though, and I've always wanted one.
You know what those are going for now? The They're in good shape. Oh, you don't even want to know.
Are you serious?
Probably at least like a couple dollars.
No, man. Oh, Tam, it's been a great show. It's been a great quality,
Show. Yeah.
It's been fun.
We'll save those texts, those live texts.
Man, do you guys remember
week?
Ponchos?
No.
I heard a couple people texting in, and
R.I.P.
We didn't get to them today.
It's okay. We got to Ponchito, and that's all right. That matters.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. All right, Starmy. The podcast should be up today. Go to iTunes, Google Play, search Morning Invasion. Tomorrow, don't forget, Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville and then Pastor will be on the show about 7:20. Thank you to Michael Sweet from Striper hanging out with us on the show this morning. We talked about the debates. We had you guys calling in, sharing your thoughts. We're done, guys.
It's been fun.
Tam, take us out.
It's been real. Love you guys. Keep texting in the live line and calling. Please.
Well, we're gone, so.
Yeah, we won't be.
I mean,
for
next Tuesday.
Yeah, gotcha.
That's what I meant to say.
Clearly.
All right. Love you guys. Miss you already.
Shout out.
Love you too.
Shout out, Lion of the Tribe of Luke.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm back on the show. Hold on. We're back because I'm frozen. I'm sorry. I'm frozen.
Wait, what?
I can't go to break.
Impression.
I can't go to break.
We're totally just doing like a super fly.
I'm sorry.
This is an answer from God because, I mean, we were needing to stay on here longer.
This is
and now it's frozen.
Kind of embarrassing. It's like that time when you say bye to somebody and like a church, like, all right, I'll see you later. And then you're walking out to the parking lot and you're walking right by them and you're like, dang,
this is amazing.
I already said bye to them.
It's good stuff.
Do I say bye again?
Might as well answer one of the questions.
Who is Ponchito? Did you make
your cousin? I don't know who Ponchito is, but I hope that he comes and says hello on a weekend or Wednesday.
If he does, will you give him, like, will you take a picture?
So, yeah, sure. I'd love to take a picture with Ponchito. Did you hear that, buddy? Make sure we take a picture together.
It's time to go, guys. Okay. Goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. That's right. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, Dex, what are you doing?
Poking the bear.
Oh, now you poke the bear!
Well, listen, maybe you're a little waxed out on the weights, and you want to focus a little bit more on your cardio. I think I've got just the answer for you.
What do you got?
It's called high-intensity interval training with Coach Amy at Bear Canyon CrossFit. We're talking you can lose some body fat, you can gain some muscle, increase your cardio, increase endurance, abdominal strengthening, core training, total body workout. All of this put together could equal a total body transformation.
So I'm talking about. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, that sounds intimidating. Well, sure, it's a lot of work.
That's what it is.
But you should not be intimidated by this because if I can do this, you can do this.
That's right. There's also nutritional programs available, and you could start training smarter, getting stronger, and working harder. It's all on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9:30 a.m. It's a $60 monthly membership or a $10 drop-in fee if you just want to pop in here and there.
Bear Canyon CrossFit, Eubank, and Osuna, Northeast.
That's right. 505-293-2101. Come poke the bear with us.